this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's a nightmare scene in Los Angeles County as the wind-driven California wildfires continue to rage.
It is surreal.
L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger following an aerial tour of the devastation.
It is without words that I can even explain to you what is taking place, especially in my district in Altadena, but also in the bordering area of Pasadena. My heart is heavy.
The death toll, at least five. Thousands of buildings, including many homes, have been destroyed as the fires ravage communities from the Pacific Coast to inland Pasadena. One of the fires burns in the hills above Hollywood Boulevard, threatening some of the most popular L.A. tourist spots. Traffic is gridlocked as evacuees run for their lives.
Residents are fleeing from burning homes through flames, ferocious winds, and towering clouds of smoke. Actor Steve Guttenberg told Sky News what evacuations looked like in Manhattan Beach.
There were people in wheelchairs trying to get out who didn't have time to put their foot rests on. And we had to figure out how to pop a wheelie with these wheelchairs. There were little kids. There were mothers trying to find their kids. There were anxiety, panic attacks. It's terrible.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
And amid the chaos, questions. Why fire hydrants were dry? Why the L.A. Fire Department budget was slashed? And why tinder dry brush wasn't cleared away from residential neighborhoods? Winter storm warnings, watches, and advisories stretching from the southern plains to the southeast as another winter storm cranks up. Schools and cities from Texas to Georgia are closing. Dallas and Atlanta, Louisville and Charlotte, among cities expected to be impacted by the storms. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 5 points. NASDAQ futures off 39. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's 6:03 Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
We have two accidents this morning with road closures. Howard County, Route 97 in the area of Roxbury Road. That's south of I-70. That shutdown might be related to ice on the roadway. And then over on the eastern shore, a wreck north of Queenstown is closing 213 just off the intersection at 301. But all the major roadways, again, this morning clear, good to go. Both the tunnels are okay, no problems there. Beltway looks good. JFX is quiet from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another round of snow, another dose of cold air on the way. Today, sunny and dry, 32. Tomorrow, some clouds, 34, and then some light snow tomorrow night and a few snow showers early Saturday. 38 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 18 degrees. It's a lot toastier downtown Baltimore at 22. Good morning, 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Some parts of Maryland are still dealing with icy road conditions after this week's winter storm, and there are school closings and delays. On the Eastern Shore, schools were closed, or are closed rather, today in Caroline, Kent, Queen Anne's, Somerset, Talbot, Wicomico, and Worcester counties. Salisbury University also closed. Dorchester County will have a virtual learning day for students. In the Baltimore area, schools in Anne Arundel County will open on a 2-hour delay. Everybody else is normal. Aberdeen Proving Grounds closed for normal operations on this national day of mourning to honor former President Jimmy Carter, who passed away December 29 at the age of 100. According to officials at the military installation, APG will render honors today in the parking area adjacent to Shore Park. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has announced his legislative priorities for the 2025 Maryland General Assembly session. Brown plans to introduce a series of bills that focus on protecting the civil rights, health, and well-being of Marylanders. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Loud Demers last night. Pick 3 was 995. Your pick 4, 2533. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the anticipation continues to build as the Ravens and Steelers prepare for Saturday night. Kyle Hamilton at the mic yesterday, matter-of-factly, on the win philosophy, that is, standing for what's important now.
I really don't care what we did in the regular season at this point. You know, it's the playoffs now. Everybody has this 0-0 record. So, you know, whatever you did in the playoffs or whatever you did in the regular season doesn't matter anymore. We're all in the dancing.
Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, it was Super Bowl champion Russell Wilson saying the recipe for success hasn't changed from regular season to postseason.
Just the normal stuff. It's not a new game. The game's still always the same game. It's just a little bit more exposure, a little bit more fun, a little bit more worthwhile.
Injury update, no Zay Flowers, really no chance of him playing on Saturday night. For the Steelers, Chris Boswell and Cameron Hayward, both DNPs, they were listed as illnesses. Elsewhere, the NFL monitoring the situation in Los Angeles in terms of the wildfires in Palisades Park and beyond, announcing it would move the Vikings-Rams game on Monday night, if necessary, to Arizona. Air quality a major issue. Some 70,000 people have had to evacuate. On the hardwood last night, the Maryland women beaten for the first time this year, 79-74 by USC. Terps' 14-game winning streak is snapped. And on the ice in D.C., the Caps escaped the Canucks 2-1 in overtime. Pierre-Luc Dubois with both goals. Logan Thompson turning aside 38 shots in net. Coming up at 6:35, new details emerging on the passing of Brian Mattis. And that is Stein on Sports.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go. At home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk. And don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app. Or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with PC and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, Jan 9, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
Oh, I like the way he says Jan 9, don't you? I'm Bruce Elliott. Good morning.
Coming up on the show
here
this morning.
Jan 9.
As Mayor Scott touts crime reduction success. Utes with snow shovels carjacking people in the city. We also take a look at the DEI policies in the fire department. But the top story here today
He said Democrat policies have sparked this wildfire controversy in Southern California. And as a former California resident, I did live in San Diego for quite some time. It sickens me to see how this once great state, the Golden State, has been mismanaged and run into the ground by far left-wing progressive from the governors to the state assembly and to the mayor. Let's start with Governor Newsom. Here's Anderson Cooper grilling him as to why there's no water in the fire hydrants for the firefighters. And now we understand, out of nowhere, a Hollywood Hills, right near the Hollywood sign that we all know and have seen before, a fire broke out there. Evacuations are underway. So this is, again, this is probably going to be the worst wildfire in the history of California before all is said and done. But here is Governor Newsom basically saying, hey, that's not my job.
What is the situation with the water? Obviously, in the Palisades, ran out last night in the hydrants. I was talking to the firefighter on this block. They left because there was no water in the hydrant here.
The local folks are trying to figure that out. I mean, just when you have a system that's not dissimilar to what we've seen in other extraordinarily large-scale fires, whether it be pipe, electricity, or whether it just be the complete overwhelm of the system. I mean, those hydrants are typical for two or three fires, maybe one fire. You have something at this scale. But again, that's going to be determined by the local.
Oh, so really, it's the local people.
Yeah, local people, yeah. But they'll be the first one to swoop in and take credit over the local people if it's something good. Now he's throwing the local people under the bus. And some of them should be thrown under the bus, but this, to me, is just competence matters. Elections have consequences. And when they put this former member of Congress, this Marxist Karen Bass, in as mayor of Los Angeles, she was over in Ghana, Africa, attending the inauguration of the Ghanaian president there, and she finally is at the airport in Ghana returning home when a Sky News reporter walks up to her and basically asks her a number of questions. And folks, it was deer in the headlights time.
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor? Have you nothing to say today? Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today?
No
Elon
comment.
Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position?
She won't comment.
Madam Mayor, have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today who are dealing with this disaster?
She just looks at him, deer in the headlights. And then she decides she's going to run away.
No apology for them. Do you think you should have been visiting Ghana while this was unfolding back home?
She was just stunned and hung her head in shame as this Sky News reporter lambasted her repeatedly. She stood there in silence, had nothing to say to Los Angelinos, to the people of California, the people of Palisades Park. And Topanga Canyon and Laurel Canyon now, which is under threat. You talk about incompetence. You talk. And later on, she lands in Los Angeles, and finally, someone puts a script in front of her.
Oh, that's good.
And she reads that. But we're going to go through some of the policies here. President-elect Trump has weighed in on this, as well as we'll hear from some Hollywood celebrities, Jillian Michaels and James Woods, who lost their homes already in these fires. And again, these are Democrat policies aggravating and fanning the flames, if you'll pardon the pun.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic over on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Morning. We're looking at the south side beltway. We're just checking. The Curtis Creek drawbridge is down this morning, so no impact there between Hawkins Point Road, Quarantine Road, and over towards Ordnance Road. So all the lanes are open on that side of the beltway. The west side has filled in just a bit. Nothing major yet. We'll see the backup on that west side probably within the next half an hour or so. Coming south from 795 down to Liberty Road, the interstates into the beltway, 95, 83, 795, and 70, with all the lanes open. Couple of accidents still with us. Route 97 at Roxbury Road, Howard County. That may be closed because of an accident involving some ice that was on the roadway, and also near Queenstown, a wreck on the eastern shore, closing a section of Route 213 just off the intersection at US 301. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Weather Channel forecast for your Thursday, sunny and dry and cold. 32 for the high today. Right now, a chilly, bone-chilling 18 in the city, 19 in Annapolis.
So it's toasty in Annapolis. Yeah,
it is bone-chilling. Time for some one-liner news. Disgraced former Congressman George Santos has earned $400,000 making videos on Cameo. What's even more impressive to me is that when you consider he made these videos while he was working his other jobs. CEO of Apple.
Yeah.
Quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
Dating Dua Lipa. Meta CEO and Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg has been seen wearing a $900,000 watch.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
But a guy still spends like $5 on a haircut.
$900,000 yeah. watch?
Right.
I hesitate to ask, but what's so special about it?
I'm diamonds.
An antique or something.
Some kind of antique all sorts of stuff.
But Joe Biden doesn't spend any money on wardrobe, that's for sure.
No.
So it's an antique, so basically he's wearing Joe Biden on his wrist.
Speaking of Joe Biden, he's now a great-grandfather. Yeah. His granddaughter, Naomi Biden, gave birth to a daughter on Wednesday, and he's thrilled he now has a new head of hair to smell.
Yes, that's right. Very exciting for him.
Naomi is Hunter Biden's daughter, which makes Hunter Biden a grandfather, which now means he can get a senior citizen discount on hookers.
That's right. I had no idea they offered those.
Good news, apparently.
You got the You're Putting Me On special.
Car makers have unveiled new technology that creates holograms inside the vehicle. This is great if you're driving solo in the carpool lane, folks.
Yes, exactly.
There you go. I like that idea.
In the HOV lanes. They won't be able to tell. And finally, Maria Shriver says she made her children stand up whenever she entered a room out of respect, and she says they still do. Meanwhile, the only person who made her husband, Arnold Schwarzenegger, stand up was the maid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What a pop.
Just saying.
All right. Just saying.
81 years of age today, this legendary guitarist, can you identify him?
Every single song I recognize, but the guitarist is...
I'll give you a hint. The group is Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
The guitarist is Jimmy Page. Jimmy Page, one of the greats, legendary guitarist of all time.
Wow.
And just incredible guy.
81.
81.
Wow.
And still can play a mean lick.
Yeah.
So, happy birthday to Jimmy Page.
Absolutely. By the way, that was not a reference to Joe Biden and ice cream cone.
No,
I got you.
Or to Joe Biden and heads of hair.
Yeah.
10-4.
Okay. Chuck, see you in a couple.
11-5.
Yeah. Yep. Appreciate that. LA Mayor Karen Bass, who you got to see the video. The video is really worth the time of this Sky News reporter. One question after another, and she just looks at him, looks down, hangs her head, and has nothing to say, and then runs like a coward. You know, at the very least, look, I'm not blaming her for being out of town or out of the country. Yeah. I mean, you just don't know when these wildfires are going to hit. You have no idea. But as soon as they hit, she should have hopped on a plane to come home, or she should have addressed them, or she should have been on the phone, or, you know, at least say, my heart, my thoughts and prayers are with my fellow Californians, my Los Angelinos, et cetera. But nothing. She had nothing to say whatsoever. And might be the reason why she cut the fire department funding by nearly $18 million focused on homeless spending. Mm-hmm. Months before the wildfires have turned her city into what looks like a disaster movie, a catastrophic hellscape. And ironically, the money that she redirected from the fire department into the homeless have now turned many Californians into the homeless.
Yeah.
Because of this. You don't think that money could have been better used somewhere else? Democrat policies, folks. LA officials are complaining there aren't enough firefighters after they fired hundreds of firefighters because they refused to take the jab. Again, Democrat policies killing our cities and ruining our states. The Los Angeles fire chief is a DEI-obsessed LGBTQ woman who wasted millions of dollars on trying to recruit gays and lesbians and trans into the fire department, where many of them just have no interest in the fire department whatsoever.
Yeah, well, it's a job that many of us would have. Look, I have intense admiration for these people. My son-in-law is an EMT and a captain in the fire department out in St. Louis. These are people who deliberately run toward fire. Most of us instinctively run away from fire.
Yeah, but they got to have something to battle the fire with.
Yes.
And now we have no water. State Farm's getting blamed by a lot of people. Look, I know people don't like the insurance companies. But you know what California lawmakers did? They put price controls on the insurance companies in California. So if you live in one of these areas, in Palisades Park and many of these canyons with the Santa Ana winds, where they put the homes right in these forests where there's fuel for these wildfires. And so the insurance companies have to be able to, when they underwrite the coverage, I mean, look, if you live next to the ocean, you're a big threat for flood.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to get flood insurance, which is extra money. Well, the same thing in California, except they put a price control on how much the insurance companies could charge. So the insurance companies said, well, we're not going to take a loss. And so they pull out. They canceled the insurance policies, and they pulled it based on Democrat policies. They control the legislature in California.
Yeah, this is not the responsibility of the insurers, who are glad to do business, but they have to be able to do business and justify to their shareholders that, yes, they're actually making money from this.
And stay in business.
Yeah.
Yeah, not only do they have to do business, they have to stay in business. All right, coming up, we'll hear from Jillian Michaels, also James Woods, and President Trump weighs in on the California wildfire situation right here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
You know, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients in excellence and dedication. I use them all the time. They're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services during the winter season. Now, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. They're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, folks, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today. 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you'll find them online at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electrical, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, it's 623, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels. Most of the traffic is southbound on 95 and also on 895, so nothing major right now. There's a new report of an accident just up Owings Mills Boulevard near the ramp at 795, so I want to keep an eye out for that. Howard County, Route 97, still affected with the wreck south of I-70 at Roxbury Road. And last report, the roadway apparently was still closed, both north and southbound through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny, dry, but cold. 32 for the high today, 18 right now in Pasadena. It's 18 also in Parkville. We're talking about the California wildfires, how Democrat policies, again, you can't control. And again, I don't really know the origin of these. I don't know whether, because it's been extremely dry in California of late, and you get the Santa Ana winds that can blow 80 to 100 miles an hour.
hour and gusts. So, I mean, that they're pretty going to die
they
down.
They try the air out even further.
Yeah.
The Santa Ana winds come from, there's a large desert area not too far from L.A.
Right, and the other side of the mountains.
Right, and what happens is it gets a high-pressure system right over that area. A high pressure means drier air.
Right.
And so the drier the air gets, there's a clockwise rotation there. Eventually, it goes pretty fast and very, very dry, and it shoots through the mountains over toward the Los Angeles area. And there, you have ample grounds for a single spark to light up the area.
Yeah, that's all it takes. So again, that's it could be a single spark. It could be again, I don't know if there were storms in the area. Whatever the case may be, the fire started, and there's very little they can do when you don't have water in the reservoirs released to the fire hydrants, which is a problem that is from the LA Department of Power and Water.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever is running that department, that CEO, I think her name is Quinones, she's in. Incompetent. Mayor Bass is incompetent. The governor's incompetent. Here's actress and fitness star. Actor James Woods. You might remember him. He, of course, is a big conservative and big Trump guy. He broke down on an interview with CNN.
But you know, there was so much chaos. It was like an inferno. Every house was on fire around us, and you know. He got him out, and the house burned down about an hour later. He would have been in there alone. It was just... And then Robert called us and told us that that house had gone, and the house below that, and then the house on the other side. And then at 11:49 last night, all the smoke alarms in our house alerted our phones that our house that we had just renovated for 3 years and had just... finally moved into about 3 months ago. You know, all the smoke alarms are going off, so that's hardly a good sign. So I'm not sure, but it wouldn't make any difference because, you know, the whole street's burned down. So
Yeah. So even if your house was spared, you go home to what? No neighborhood.
Ashes
in many of these cases. So just horrific. A true tragedy, as President Trump called it. Here's actress and celebrity fitness guru Jillian Michaels. And I think she's hit the right tone here.
And I'm sorry, I do not mean to make this political. But at the end of the day, this has been so grossly mismanaged with regard to forestry and the water reserves in California that it should be criminal.
Indeed, it should.
Yeah.
There should be a criminal investigation into this as to why this was allowed and why this happened. President-elect Trump made some comments yesterday about this tragic fire.
This is a true tragedy, and it's a mistake of the governor, and you could say the administration. They don't have any water. They didn't have water in the fire hydrants. They don't have water.
To make matters worse, yesterday, Chairman Joe, the one who is leaving in 11 days, can't leave soon enough, is sending $500 million. Not to California, but in military aid to Ukraine.
Sure, because that's more important, I suppose.
As California burns, as Asheville freezes to death in North Carolina, our country, our government is sending money to further a foreign war with Russia and Ukraine.
The American empire, Sean. And this is the problem with empires.
And speaking of this, you can't make this up, Bruce. L.A. County Fire Department has donated surplus equipment to Ukraine to aid their first responders. Alongside Biden's U.S. Agency for International Development, they have funded 16 Ukrainian fire departments. We don't have enough firefighters here in Los Angeles. And in that Palisades where James Woods lost his home. But we're funding foreign countries. You see, this is what the America First policy is. Take care of America first, Americans first. We are one of the most charitable, generous nations in the world. But we have to take care of our own people first.
The idea of saying America first is not isolationism. It's prudence. It's a matter of saying, if you want our help, we have to be healthy enough and strong enough in order to help you. If we are not healthy and strong, we cannot help you effectively. So America First basically is a way of saying, we're going to be strong, we're going to lead, so that we can help you. If not, we can't.
Yeah, it's common sense.
Just like it's common sense, if you want to sell your home, Vinny Steele is the only person you should be thinking about making the call for Vinny or one of his agents to come out to your home to discuss the staging, the status of your home. Of course, he's got all sorts of different home programs. He's got the sell your home, stay in your home up to 12 months. There's the trade-in program, much like it works with trading in your car. He also has this, if you don't feel like fixing up your home, because a lot of people put money into their home before they sell it, well, he's got a program for that as well. So he's got all sorts of programs to aid in the selling of your home. But the best one is the database of buyers, tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. All you do, you agree on price, agree on time frame, sign the contract, sign on the dotted line, and your home is guaranteed to sell right then and there. Because if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you, pays you in cash. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. It's 6:30. Let's get some news headlines. The latest, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has announced his legislative priorities for the 2025 Maryland General Assembly session. Brown plans to introduce a series of bills that focus on protecting the civil rights, health, and well-being of Marylanders with a focus on the most vulnerable. Brown's proposed legislation includes advanced protections for assisted living residents who experience abuse or exploitation and ensuring that workers receive the wages they are owed. A new Gonzales poll, part two, is out. It indicates a majority of Marylanders favor the state cooperating with ICE when it comes to arresting and deporting illegal migrants who have committed crimes. Statewide, 75% of those surveyed support local officials cooperating with federal agents. 20% oppose. 4% have no opinion. By political party, 96% of Republicans, 77% of Independents, 65% of Democrats support local cooperation with federal law enforcement. Baltimore police have arrested a suspect in the March 2 murder of a man on the East Biddle Street. 35-year-old Daryl Goines is accused of shooting and killing 35-year-old Alvin Ray Henry Jr. following a dispute. Police say warrant apprehension detectives have arrested Goines at a home on West Northern Parkway without incident. Goines was taken to central booking and charged with first-degree murder. Some parts of Maryland are still dealing with icy road conditions after this week's winter storm, and there are school closings and delays. On the eastern shore, schools are closed in Caroline, Kent, Queen Anne's, Somerset, Talbot, Ocomico, and Worcester County. By the way, here and locally, the Anne Arundel County school systems are operating a two-hour delay. Pretty much everybody else is normal. It's 6:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion. You'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3, 995, your pick 4, 2533. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking live towards Annapolis this time around, westbound on the Bay Bridge from Route 8 over through the area. Sandy Point from there over towards the Severn River Bridge, I-97, all the lanes are open, both sides of the Bay Bridge are clear. Howard County, again a reminder, Route 97, Roxbury Road, well to the south of I-70, still closed with an accident there. If you're in Owings Mills, we had the wreck near the ramp at Owings Mills Boulevard at 795, the wreck on the eastern shore outside of Queenstown. Still there and affecting local traffic on Route 213 just off the intersection at US 301. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another round of snow, another dose of cold air on the way. Today, sunny and dry, 32. Tomorrow, some clouds, 34, and then some light snow tomorrow night, and a few snow showers early Saturday, 38 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 in my garage after I overpaid for new blinds. I researched the industry, hired my mom, and 14 years later, we're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
There really is just a different, unmistakable vibe around Owings Mills these days. After dropping the AFC Championship game at home last year, the Ravens seem to be laser-focused on the task at hand Saturday night. Here's linebacker Roquan Smith.
Each and every guy understands what the goal is. Each and every day we go out there on the field, and it's to hoist the Lombardi. But at the end of the day, it starts one game at a time, and it starts at the bank Sunday, Saturday versus Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh, the Steelers trying to wipe away the memory of four straight losses to end the season. Wide receiver Calvin Austin was asked about it.
Honestly, forget about it and worry about the Ravens that we got coming up. All focus on them. Whether we won all four games, lost all four like we did, wouldn't matter anyways. We're where we at right now, and that's all that matters.
Injury update, Zay Flowers, a DNP for Baltimore yesterday. He probably will not play, of course, on Saturday night. Injury update from Pittsburgh, Cameron Hayward and Chris Boswell, the kicker, were DNPs for the Steelers, both listed with illness. Ravens continue to be heavy favorites in this game, 9.5 points. Even a former Steeler quarterback who beat Baltimore 17 times in his career sees the light. Here's Ben Roethlisberger on his podcast called Footballin' with Ben when asked who he's taking by the host.
Steelers. Ravens.
Ravens.
Okay. Wow. All righty then. To the NHL we go, and the Caps were on home ice last night against the Canucks.
Slot pass. Turned on to Roy. Deflection. Lankin in the save. Rebound. Loose. Score! Pierre-Luc Dubois.
That was the first goal of the night, courtesy of Joe Beninati on Monumento. Luc Dubois would score in overtime as well as the Caps beat the Canucks 2-1 was the final. To baseball we go. Pardon me, and newest Oriole Charlie Morton met the media via Zoom from his living room, talking about why he chose Baltimore in the first place to continue his major league career.
They're just a really talented group and young and exciting. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, and after thinking about all of that, I decided, and my wife supports me, my kids support me, you know, to give it a shot.
More than 41 years old, 138 career wins, 1 year, $15 million. The Orioles will be his sixth major league team. New details emerging in the death of former Oriole pitcher Brian Mattis was found dead on Monday, January 6th, after police in Phoenix, Arizona, responded to a call about a body at a home near 44th Street and Campbell Avenue in Phoenix. Information on whose house that was has not been released. The manner and cause of death are not yet known, and police have not said yet whether they suspect any foul play. The time now is 6:37. When we return, a soft touch on Hard Knocks.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Are you guys watching Hard Knocks by any chance at all?
I have not seen it.
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, it's on Max.
Right.
I'm not watching it either. I've seen clips.
Yes.
You know, I've seen clips on the banner and on some other websites, and I will watch it eventually. Just I got a lot going on. But anyway, the point is, you know, so it's called Hard Knocks, and obviously the NFL is a hard game. However, there are some touching moments. There are some personal moments on the field that are well captured by Hard Knocks. This is Roger Rosengarten, the rookie right tackle for the Ravens, and Myles Garrett, a surefire Hall of Fame pass rusher for the Cleveland Browns, going up against one another. This is in between plays in the Cleveland game the other night.
I get that jersey up there. Hey, you in the league, y'all winning games, y'all looking great. Ain't never nobody. I got you.
You got me?
Yeah.
Myles Garrett right. saying you're never a nobody to this rookie 22-year-old right tackle. And, you know, again, so you wonder what goes on the field. Yeah, there's a lot of chirping and talking and all that. There's also a lot of humanity as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's
just, like
nice
just like you're in the
yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, we fight like brothers, yeah. but, you know.
Yeah.
It's actually exactly the opposite
we
of what happens
can't,
here.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. I don't like you guys.
Isn't that nice? Garrett just waved at me with part of his hand.
I don't even know why I took this position. To be honest with you.
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking.
You're the culprit.
Yes, I am. And I was, all I was thinking was, thank God.
I don't have to do sports anymore.
Somebody else is here. They can mispronounce the foreign names.
Exactly.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour. 7 o'clock. You can join the conversation here. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagerick.
Over at Chicken Noodle News, there is one man who's actually making quite a name for himself because he is the only conservative over there, and that's Scott Jennings. Jennings yesterday had the opportunity to talk about one of the problems in California, and one of the problems is the necessity, apparently, of determining you have the right color firefighter coming to put out the fire in your home.
You might have recall a news story from last year. There was some interest in the fire departments and the firefighters in California, and the interest was that there were too many white men who were firefighters, and we need to have a program in California to make sure we don't have enough white men as firefighters. So we have DEI, we have budget cuts, and yet I'm wondering now, if your house is burning down, how much do you care what color the firefighters are?
Yeah, that's a real question. If your house is burning down, do you really care what gender or color the firefighter is? I sure as hell would not. It wouldn't matter to me at all. These people are brave. They do a hell of a job when given the resources that they need. Jenny says, look, we have this preoccupation in this country, at least those on the left do, with all the elements of DEI.
I'm just simply saying that as a matter of public policy in California, the main interest in the fire department lately has been in DEI programming and budget cuts, and now we have this massive fire.
There you go. Jennings telling the truth. And, of course, that did not go down well with the panel. On that panel as well was Jasmine Crockett, a congressperson Crockett. She said, well, let's be clear about, now follow this logic, folks. Let's be clear about who should be a firefighter and exactly what the qualifications are to do that job.
Listen, I am so tired. You know what? There was an article that just came out that said that actually the most educated demographic in this country right now is black women. So let me be clear. Because you are a woman, or because I know that some of the right has been sharing these photos of the fact that I believe that the fire chief may be a woman or something, that has nothing to do with it.
Okay, so in other words, the only people who can be firefighters is that segment of the population that is viewed as the most intelligent. And if efficacy has anything to do with it, then we should all have a fire department made up exclusively of black women. But clearly they are being denied their chance by those horrible white people who don't want black women running the show.
Somehow I don't think I see a squad of firefighters being led by Joy Reid, Whoopi Goldberg, and Sonny Hostin going into a burning building to try to save people. I just can't see that. I can't visualize that.
Well, if the door is wide enough, I could see Whoopi leading. Other than that, probably
not. Maybe they used her as a battering ram.
Crockett goes on to say, listen, Scott Jennings, DEI, it's great. It's the best thing ever in our culture.
We are looking at qualifications. What diversity, equity, and inclusion has always been about is saying, you know what? Open this up. Don't just look at the white men.
It's a zero-sum game. This is something that she can't quite wrap her brain around. If you have a fire department right now, that in any given firehouse, let's see, there are 10 people there, I have no idea. Nine of them happen to be white guys. So should you then penalize those individuals who are already hired and working as a white guy in that department by saying, I'm sorry, we have to have a more diverse fire department. Three of you are gone to replace with a black woman, a Hispanic woman, and a Hispanic man. Really, is that the direction in which we should go? Does that make sense to anybody?
No, we see how DEI is ruining our military. It's ruining our police forces and our firefighters and everything it touches. And now there's pushback. There's blowback on DEI. So hopefully that will continue in the right direction. And somehow they can right the ship
in the with the L.A. firefighters.
Now, the question, Sean, though, is if you take a look, for example, at the way people make their money, those people who earn cash and those people who barter for things, should we have all jobs balanced out in the same fashion? Yep. Those who make cash and those who barter for a living.
See, for Chuck, DEI means nothing. It's the IOU that is most crucial.
Once again, at 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. IOU Johnson, good morning.
We put this on the record right now, 6:45 in the morning. That is fake news, two liars in the morning. Look at their new billboard on Reisterstown Road.
Is that what it says?
That's what it says, two liars.
Two liars.
Radio 680 WCBM.
You've never had an IOU or had somebody else IOU?
I have not. Nobody owes me money. I get it right now.
So
this is a cashless society over here.
So remember when we were playing oldies on the station and I borrowed $20 from you?
We will move on now away from the fake news once again. It's 6:46 this morning. Good morning. If you're traveling 95 north at Route 24 in Harford County, they've set up the construction in the right lane. 76 mile marker. Right now it's not a problem, but it will start to slow. It's only two lanes getting by, and then the ramp traffic as you come on from Route 24. It's a little bit of a quick merge there to head north onto I-95. You might still see the minor wreck. It was there near the ramp at Owings Mills Boulevard at 795. The Beltway locally looks good. JFX is running clear. Minor buildups only southbound on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with fake news and traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's see, just after news, traffic, and weather. But hey, the content on the program is not fake, so that at least.
I almost said something nasty there, but don't get a.
Your Weather Channel forecast.
Don't get a crappy attitude. Let me just say it that way.
Your shorts are in and out here, Chuck. I'm telling you.
Sunny. No, I don't have any on. Whatever.
Sunny dry at 32. and right now it's chilly. It's 19 in middle over 17 in Ellicott City. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Budabel Johnson.
I know you are coming. I know you are coming.
If I knew you were coming, I would have baked a cake.
By the way, yesterday, earlier this week, we were talking about the best pizza in town.
Yes.
So Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports is back again. Remember, over the holidays, he visited the Brick Oven Pizza Place, and they gave him $60,000 to stay in business.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave them a rating and did their pizza. I don't know why he's in Baltimore so much of late, but maybe he's going to be here for the playoff game tomorrow. I mean, Saturday. So Tiny Brick Oven got a 7.9 from Portnoy. Frank's Pizza and Pasta got an 8.3. That's in Overly. We talked about that the other day. And one of my favorites has been Matthew's Pizza for years in the city. They scored a 7.9. Pizza John's, which a lot of our folks love, got a 7.4 from Portnoy and Barstool Sports. So those are, and of course, he hasn't tried all the pizza places. But
I wish I could remember the name of it. There's a new pizza place in Reisterstown on the outskirts of Reisterstown. I think it's on Reisterstown Road. Very good pizza. I'm trying to remember the name during the show and pass it along if I can today or tomorrow.
Okay. Chick-fil-A is changing its fries. Apparently the waffle fries. So we're being told they're going to have a slight adjustment to the waffle potato fries and to maintain the same great taste while ensuring the fries stay crispier for longer.
There'll be lucky fries.
Yeah. So I don't know what they're going to add to that. But they apparently saying there is some kind of allergen that was in the fries, so they're removing that.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is good. Natural is better. A study found That's right. Study found coffee drinkers live longer, but only if you stop drinking it by noon. Interesting.
Coffee drinkers live a lot longer than those individuals who at 1 in the afternoon remind them they're drinking too much coffee.
Yeah. Morning coffee drinkers had a 16% lower risk of dying for any reason, 31% lower risk of dying from heart disease, but you got to stop by noon, apparently.
All right.
They don't want you in the... I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that if you're drinking caffeine late in the day, you have a tendency not to sleep well.
I slept well last night.
Yeah. Yes, you did. With the aid of... some kind of substance.
Guafanus and codeine.
KFC is debuting new Nashville hot loaded fries and welcome back $5 bowls.
Ah.
Man, that looks good.
Go bowling for $5?
They got a bowl that you can put fries, pickles, and coleslaw in. I don't know if I I'm feeling that one. They have
the guy on Frederick Avenue used to sell $5 bowls, but that was different.
Yes. Hot mac and cheese bowl, the hot famous bowl, and the hot loaded fries bowl, all available at your KFC.
That's what Kurt likes. Yeah. Hot loaded bowls.
Seriously, Chuck, those bowls you're talking about, too many seeds? Is that what your complaint was?
Sometimes.
Yes.
You have to put them out, you know, you make sure you don't start a forest fire or anything.
Have you had the Milano cookies?
Yes.
Very good. Yeah, they make them all different kinds.
I like the mint Milano.
The mint Milano. Well, now they have white chocolate Milano.
Okay.
Finally a thing. So I know a lot of people like my wife who can't eat chocolate, but she loves white chocolate. So we'll have to try those out. Along with strawberry, lemon, and coconut Milano cookies are now a thing.
Oh, lemon sounds good to me.
Jersey Mike's starts off the 2025 campaign with a new limited time slow roasted chicken breast and two new subs. The roasted chicken breast and the spicy chicken Italian. So, if you like slow-roasted chicken, this sounds really good to me. Baskin-Robbins is debuting the new cinnamon roll ice cream.
Oh, that does sound good.
That sounds really good.
I love cinnamon ice cream.
I like cinnamon ice cream, too, so I'd love to try that.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Canadian Dairy Queen is now celebrating the exit of Justin Trudeau with the $2 resignation burger. Apparently, every Monday, you can get... You can get a resignation burger at a participating Canadian Dairy Queen.
If you're American, can you still buy it?
You can.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
Just have to say A at the end of the sentence.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not sure what $2 American is. Translates into
That's about that.
Canadian.
It's not too far off.
Yeah. 42 cents.
No. Because we used to go up there fishing all the time, and it was always great because the dollar was much stronger when you went up to Canada. So your dollar at the time was like $1.25 or whatever it was. I mean, it was great.
Yeah, we go fishing there, and there was some kind of a strawberry jam or preserves that my dad used to buy up there in a tin. And we'd bring back across the border, getting under the back seat.
Yeah.
And so, but it was really good.
We like the O'Keefe ale.
Oh, yes, that's
good. The O'Keefe ale is really good in Canada. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 651, the best of the morning drive, available each and every day. And, of course, you can check it out on Rumble and on our Facebook page. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The great one, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And his man in the Senate, Paul Laxalt, one of his closest confidants and friends. Laxalt had been governor of Nevada when he was governor of California. Laxalt backed him in 76 and led his effort to defeat Gerald Ford. And Reagan campaigned against the giveaway of the Panama Canal.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Coming up between the 7 and 8 o'clock this morning, Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, at a complete loss of words, apparently. Either that or we weren't aware she wears a hearing aid and her battery was simply dead. Also, Maryland lawmaker bills are now being introduced in the General Assembly to protect students. And an American-born Canadian member of Parliament up there has a counter-suggestion for Donald Trump, who she says, no, it's not that we should acquire Canada. She says Canada should acquire California, Oregon, and Washington State.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating to watch the Trump effect as it plays out. When he just runs with an idea. And first of all, I think Greenland is a great idea for national security purposes. Panama Canal, we'll get to that maybe in the MAGA update. But now, of course, with the Gulf of America, the Mexican president was at a press conference yesterday, and she's floating this idea. Hey, how about if we rename the United States to Mexican America?
Yeah.
Isn't that a good idea?
Just call it Reconquista Land.
Yeah. So it's he's got them all playing the game, and all, it's just amazing. He says something, and the domino effect it has worldwide. It's I've never seen anything like it.
What's wonderful to watch is while everybody's focused on that stuff, they're not focused on the true agenda, which is to move through the MAGA agenda through Congress as quickly as humanly possible. 6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All is well through Annapolis, still clear from the Bay Bridge at Sandy Point, going across to the Severn River Bridge over towards I-97. Back here at both the harbor tunnels, the lanes are open. Most of the traffic is southbound. No problems there. The northbound traffic coming across the K-Trust Bridge, which is the steel bridge before the plaza. Just a brief delay there. Route 97 is still closed. Apparently a bad wreck in that area this morning. Route 97 around the area of Roxbury Road. Local detours still underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your Thursday, sunny, dry, and it remains a cold day, at least for the next several days. 32 the expected high, partly cloudy, 34 tomorrow, and then Friday into Saturday, maybe some light snow. And Saturday's high about 37, 38 or so. So it's possible you have a few snow flurries during the Ravens-Steelers game, playoff game at M&T Bank Stadium. Right now, 19 and clear in Middle River, 18 in Pikesville. Let's take a phone call here from David in Charles County. Good morning, David.
Yes, sir.
Morning. Yes, sir.
I didn't know if y'all were aware of it. Thanks for taking my call. But, you know, Prince George's County has a very, very incompetent fire chief who has never been on a fire except in an ambulance. She is not a firefighter. She got her job because she is a black female. And she actually juggled the manpower staffing around in the county. The county charter says you're supposed to have a crew in each firehouse from 7 to 3 while the volunteers are working. So she takes the manpower out of the firehouse in Brentwood that they call Bunker Hill, and they had a loss of life because of her negligence. And I'm just waiting for something big to happen in PG County. I'm a former volunteer in the county from Hillside.
So let me ask you this, David, because I don't know this individual, and I'm certainly going to look her up now. But in order to become the fire chief in PG County, are you telling me there was not a requirement that they actually come from the firefighters?
Evidently not.
So where did this woman come from? What was her experience? What was her expertise in directing fire crews?
Being a paramedic or a EMT, I'm not sure which.
Okay.
She is.
So she was within the fire department, but not a firefighter.
Exactly. She's
okay.
Not a suppression firefighter.
Okay.
In other words, there have been some wonderful black female firefighters who could do their job.
Yep.
I worked with one when I was volunteering at Forestville. I can tell you her name. It was Ava Joy. She would have made a great fire chief because she knew what she was doing.
Right.
But this woman doesn't.
Doesn't.
And the union and the Volunteer Firemen's Association both want to get rid of her, but there's nothing they can do. And she was appointed, of course, by Angela Alsobrook.
Yeah. Who, by the way, is not voting for the Lincoln Riley Act. Right. David, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Appreciate your experience.
Here's a bit about her. Her name is Tiffany Green. She is the fire chief in Prince George's County. It does say in her official bio, she is a 27-year veteran of the fire service, holds a bachelor's degree in public safety, a master's degree in emergency and disaster management. She became a career firefighter back in 1999 with the Prince George's County Fire EMS Department after serving as a volunteer firefighter in Oxon Hill. In 2020, she became Prince George's County's 13th fire chief and the first woman appointed to this position. Prior to that, she served as the chief deputy in the capacity of chief deputy. She was responsible for the Administrative Services Command. Under this command, she managed the agency's human resources, fiscal affairs, information management, risk management, and the Office of Service Excellence. She has a background.
It sounds as a firefighter, it says the volunteer, right?
Well, she served as a volunteer and then became a full-time firefighter. And been there for 27 years.
For Prince George's County?
Yeah, for Prince George's County.
And if she was a firefighter, then she does have a background.
She became a career firefighter with Prince George's County Fire EMS after serving as a volunteer.
You can be in the fire department and serve EMS and never fight fires. So the big question is, was it largely EMS experience, or was there firefighter experience in there as well? We'll have to see if we can find the answer.
She served as a firefighter, a paramedic, a station commander, battalion chief, executive assistant to the public safety director, chief of staff.
Right, but my question is, how long did she serve as a firefighter? Because that, to me, I think is the experience most crucial to lead the fire department. You could maybe serve as a volunteer firefighter and spend most of her time as EMS. Whatever the case may be. And maybe they've been better qualified people. I don't know. Mayor Brandon Scott still crowing about the violent crime reduction in Baltimore City.
Told them violent crime were down, and we had 74% fewer young people who were the victims of gun violence in Baltimore.
But while he was crowing about that, Utes with snow shovels were carjacking people in Baltimore City.
Having a gun pulled on you by two kids. What the world is coming to, and they're probably just going to get a smack on the wrist and sent home.
You're damn right they're going to get a smack on the wrist and be sent home, because this is Maryland. This is how we treat, this is how we inculcate and breed future criminals. This is Kenny Navarra, who basically says that something is off in Baltimore City.
So then the one walks a little closer, pulls up his jacket, grabs his gun. And says, now I'm just going to take it. Get the F back before I blow you.
Yeah. I mean, like, blow you away.
Yeah, yeah.
So here they are posing with snow shovels. Here's a, you know, you talk about services, wraparound services. Maybe teach them how to shovel the snow and earn money that way instead of using snow shovels to trick people into carjacking them. Why don't you try that, Mayor? See if that GVRS strategy works.
Amazing.
Stay tuned.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Years of dire predictions of devastating, destructive, and deadly wildfires tragically playing out in Southern California. Communities from the Pacific Coast to inland Pasadena being ravaged by the wind-driven flames. The fires burning out of control.
Officials say the blaze has claimed several lives and destroyed hundreds of homes. At a news conference carried by ABC 7 in Los Angeles, U.S. Representative Judy Chu told L.A. County residents that assistance will come to help them rebuild.
The most important thing is to be safe. So that's why I say to everybody, please stay out of these areas. Please make sure you obey the evacuation orders.
Pasadena Mayor Victor Gordo says about 100,000 people were under mandatory evacuation orders as of early Wednesday evening. But tens of thousands of other people are in a danger zone and have been told that it's best to leave. I'm Donna Water.
President-elect Trump has met with Republican senators to discuss how best to advance his priorities, his agenda.
Number one, we're closing the border. It's going to be closed very strongly, and it's going to be closed. And we're going to have to take people out that are criminals. We have people from jails from all over the world and from mental institutions. And as you know, they're going to have to be removed. And it's one of the reasons I won the election in a landslide. The people of this country don't want murderers walking down their farms or their streets or their cities.
Mr. Trump describes the sit-down as a great meeting, adding there is great unity among Republicans. President Biden will deliver the eulogy at today's state funeral for the late former President Jimmy Carter. President-elect Trump planning to attend the service, taking place at the Washington National Cathedral. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 30 points. NASDAQ futures off 58. S&P futures 12 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
The pace on the West Side Beltway, not bad. Still running okay from 795 down through Frederick Road, the inner loop at Green Spring through Pikesville, over to the JFX and 83. All the lanes are open, and even the Parkville side of the Beltway right now is moving just fine. The inner loop is going to see some very bright sunshine here shortly, so you need to be prepared for that if you're traveling east of Bel Air Road and then over towards I-95. That was a big wreck. They're still out there this morning. Route 97 at Roxbury Road, Howard, Montgomery County line area. That's still closed, and a detour is underway. They've set up construction. They're in the right lane northbound I-95 in Harford County after Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another round of snow, another dose of cold air on the way. Today, sunny and dry, 32. Tomorrow, some clouds, 34, and then some light snow tomorrow night and a few snow showers early Saturday, 38 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 18 degrees. Ellicott City, much warmer at 19 degrees. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive. Some parts of Maryland still are dealing with the road conditions after this week's winter storm, and there are school closing and delays. Locally in the Baltimore area, schools in Anne Arundel County will open on a two-hour delay. On the Eastern Shore, schools are closed in Caroline, Kent, Queen Anne's, Somerset, Talbot, Wicomico, and Worcester counties. Also, Salisbury University closed. Dorchester County will have a virtual learning day for students. Aberdeen Proving Grounds closed for normal operations on this National Day of Mourning to honor former President Jimmy Carter, who passed away on December 29 at the age of 100. According to officials there, APG will render honors today in the parking area adjacent to Shore Park. And Maryland AG Anthony Brown has announced his legislative priorities for the 2025 Maryland General Assembly session. He plans to introduce a series of bills that focus on protecting the civil rights, health, and well-being of Marylanders with a focus on the most vulnerable. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 995. Your pick 4, 2533. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
How big of a difference can one player make? The Ravens and Steelers will find out Saturday night when Derrick Henry suits up for Baltimore and enters a playoff game for the first time in his career since 2021. Roquan Smith happy that Henry is on his team.
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited that Derrick's on my team, and he's bruising other guys throughout the AFC right now. So, yeah, he's a big man, and once he get going, man, it can be a long night for a lot of people. So, yeah, I'm definitely excited he's on my team, and I'm not going up against him because definitely he can create a lot of problems for any defense.
Meanwhile, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin on the task of stopping the running game of the Ravens in general.
It's about minimizing their run game and the uniqueness of their run game. They got a downhill runner who's a challenge himself alone, but you couple that with the zone read component of what they do and the special talents of Lamar. That is a full-time job. We got
Ravens led the league in rushing, averaging over 187 per game. The Steelers were sixth in the league in stopping the run. Ravens ran for 220 in the win at home, just 124 in the loss on the road. College football tonight, two of the most storied programs in college football history go at it in a CFP semifinal. Penn State and Notre Dame, the Nittany Lions looking for their first championship since 1986, the Fighting Irish since 1988. Interesting to note here, James Franklin, the head coach of Penn State, his record all-time against top 10 teams, one win, 14 losses. Coming up at 7:35, the cost of going to a Maryland game is on the rise. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Come go with me.
Hour 2, Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. And stick with us here coming up in this hour. Once again, Marches Mayor Karen Bass. You're talking about deer in the headlights, incompetence. Wow. Maryland lawmakers are drafting bills to protect students from MS-13 gangbangers and murders in classrooms. But here's your top story this hour.
Well, it's apparently a real estate boom going on right now. The question is, should the United States acquire Canada, maybe the Panama Canal? How about Greenland?
There's a lot of talk about Greenland, for example. And I know there's a lot of freakouts, you know, and of course I would never support taking it by force. But I do think it's a responsible conversation if they were open to acquiring it and, you know, whether just buying it outright. I mean, if anyone think that's bonkers, it's like, well, remember the Louisiana purchase? Oh, I think Alaska was pretty a great deal too. $50 million, I think it was. It was referred to as Seward's Folly.
Yeah, that is the Democratic nominee for the presidency in 2028, John Fetterman, from just north of us in Pennsylvania.
You still think he's going to be a Democrat in 28?
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
Yes, I doubt it.
If he is a Democrat, though, I think that he's going to be in the running to be the president. I do. I think that he has, you know, he has one of those intangibles about him that, you know, he got elected when he was pretty incapacitated, and he's beyond that incapacity right now. And he actually talked sense sometime, and that was sense. I mean, he's just, look, the Democrats like to freak out over everything. And one of the points I made, the Democrats, they just love to freak out, and Donald Trump loves to trigger them to freak out. And Fetterman says, you know, to his fellow Democrats, take a breath. You know, step back for just a second.
It's not helpful to freak out, but some things might work out, some may not, but that's part of ongoing dialogue. But he hasn't even taken office in 2 weeks, and, you know, we really need to pace ourselves if we're going to freak out over every last tweet or every last conversation or press conference.
Yeah, and he's right on that. As long as Donald Trump can trigger the left to freak out on a continuing basis, it's going to be a very entertaining 4 years for us. But Fetterman is right in saying for the Democrats, you got to stop this. Stop being triggered every time the guy says something. It makes no sense at all. But there is a possibility. Look, if Greenland wants to be bought, if Denmark would want to sell Greenland, or however that would work, we've acquired large plots of land in the past, and it's worked. We did have the Louisiana purchase. We did purchase Alaska. I mean, those kinds of things do tend to work out. Nothing is written in stone. The borders of this country don't have to stay the borders of this country forever. Think about Alaska becoming a state. Think about Hawaii becoming a state. However, there is some push on the other side as well. Elizabeth May is an American-born Canadian politician, activist, lawyer, serving as the leader of the Green Party of Canada right now, and she says, hold on a second, Mr. Trump. I've got a counter proposal for you.
Have we got a deal for you? You think we want to be the 51st state? Nah, but maybe California would like to be the 11th province. How about it? California? Oregon? Washington? Want to put a referendum to your citizens? Because this is what you deal. Have we got a deal for you? This is what you get. Free health care. Universal free health care. No more one-year-olds who suddenly fall off the Medicaid list and their parents are in the news. And guess what? Those gun laws that your Congress is too afraid to pass because of the national gun lobby, we already got our strict gun laws.
Yeah, that's Elizabeth Bay from Canada. She says that Canada should acquire Oregon, Washington, and California, the entire west coast of this country. Let me just point out, I have a friend who's Canadian who continually says, you would not believe how expensive free health care is.
Yeah. And how long you have to wait in order to get it.
Yeah, I mean, free health care is much more expensive than the health care in this country, comparing apples to apples.
That's why so many Canadians come to the U.S. for health care.
Yeah.
Even though our health care system is broken as well.
713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Just although it's broken, it will not prevent Chuck Whitaker from bartering it for something better. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
And again at 714, that's fake news once again for the record as we move forward. Looking at the road closure in Howard County near the Montgomery County line, still there. Route 97 at Roxbury Road could have been related to some ice on the roadway. We mentioned earlier this morning on the eastern shore north of Queenstown, there was a wreck on Route 213 right off of 301, again, possibly related to some ice. And then they had a report that 301 also had ice on the roadway in that same area. So a little melting and then refreezing from overnight. We're back looking live, and we are good to go right now with the lanes clear at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sean, I think it's amazing that already, even before Trump is president, he has ice out there on the roadways doing their job already.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, the channel forecast, sunny, dry, and 32 today. Right now, it is 22 and windy in Stevensville, 17 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
So, President-elect Trump was in D.C. last night. He is going to attend the funeral of former President Jimmy Carter today. And he met with the GOP senators, and they talked about one bill, two bills, the reconciliation bill dilemma. Here's what he said at an impromptu presser last evening.
We had a great meeting. There's great unity. Whether it's one bill or two bill, it's going to get done one way or the other. I think there's a lot of talk about two, and there's a lot of talk about one, but it doesn't matter. The end result is the same. We're going to get something done that's going to be reducing taxes and creating a lot of jobs and all of the other things that you know about. But this was a really unified meeting, and I want to thank John and everybody for it was a great turnout. You know, this was a
So here's where we stand on the one bill, two bill. Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah.
But it isn't. It is, and basically, the Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, is saying, whatever passes the House, we'll take.
All right.
Okay? Speaker Johnson says, we're going to have an answer on one bill, two bills by tomorrow, by Friday.
Okay.
So there is going to be movement on the reconciliation bill by maybe as early as Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're hearing. So we'll see what happens. As to the California wildfires, Trump, who, by the way, he went on the Rogan podcast. I don't know if you remember this or not.
Yeah.
And really, he knows this issue forwards and backwards and sideways. And he talked a little bit about it last night.
Well, it's very sad because I've been trying to get Gavin Newsom to allow water to come. You'd have tremendous water up there. They send it out to the Pacific because they're trying to protect a tiny little fish, which is in other areas, by the way, called the smelt. And for the sake of a smelt, they have no water. They had no water in the fire hydrants today in Los Angeles. It was a terrible thing. And we're going to get that done. It's going to finally be done. I got it done from the federal side. And he didn't want to sign it, but it's not going to happen again like that. There's no reason. Can you imagine? You have farmers that don't have any water in California. They have plenty of water. They don't have a drought. They send it out to the Pacific, and it's crazy. So what's happening in California is a true tragedy.
All right. That's, it's lunacy. Think about this. They've got, they had record rains this year in California, and they have them in the reservoirs. Gavin Newsom destroyed four dams. He took down four dams in order to save the smelt, that tiny little fish that was on the endangered species list. So then they take all that water that could have been used to fight these fires and save human lives, because we already have two dead, and 80,000 have been evacuated in California, and they took all that water and dumped it into the Pacific. So they have no water. I mean, these are Democrat policies. Just like Democrat policies are killing people in our cities, they're killing folks and leaving folks homeless in California. Now, as to the Greenland-Panama Canal issue.
Greenland is, if you look at the people there, we got tremendous... we got applause as we landed yesterday. I had my representatives, my son Don, and representatives go there. And it was like a love fest, you know, that the Panama Canal, if they're taking advantage of it. They charge more for our ships than to do any other ships. They charge more for our Navy to go through. We built it. We gave it to them for $1. In other words, we gave it to them for nothing. The most expensive structure ever built in the history of our country, relatively speaking. The most expensive, by far. We lost 38,000 people. They gave it to them for $1. And then they charge more for our ships. It's not going to happen. And China's running the Panama Canal. That's not going to happen either.
Yeah, both these, Greenland and Panama Canal, are crucial to the U.S. National security interest. Vital. And that's the reason why he's talking about perhaps buying Greenland and you know, making sure the Panama Canal, take it back. You know, as far as we built it, we spent a lot of lives. What was it? Over 30,000 lives were lost.
Well, here, part of the perspective is right now, at both ends of the Panama Canal, you know, who runs the facilities? China.
China. And that's not in our best interest. He also talked about what's going to happen on day one in just about 11 days.
Number one, we're closing the border. It's going to be closed very strongly. It's going to be closed. And we're going to have to take people out that are criminals. We have people from jails from all over the world and from mental institutions. And as you know, they're going to have to be removed. And it's one of the reasons I won the election in a landslide. The people of this country don't want murderers walking down their farms or their streets or their cities. As you know, we had thousands of people that murdered other people that were in jail that were released into our country. Many of those people murdered more than one person, many of them, about 42% supposedly. We want them out of our country, and we're going to get a country back again, and we're going to be really governed by common sense. These are the principles of common sense. We're not going to be governed by stupid people. We're going to common sense. We're going to be respected all over the world again very soon.
On the legal front yesterday, President-elect Trump asked the Supreme Court to block the criminal proceedings in his hush money case in New York, with a sentencing hearing scheduled for tomorrow. So we'll find out today whether or not the Supreme Court's going to do that. And Trump has again refused to rule out military action, as he should, to whether he needs to secure Greenland or Panama Canal, citing economic and national security concerns. And some dim bulb of a reporter asked him what his military strategy was going to be. And he said, yeah, right. You think I'm going to tell you?
Just between us. It's a secret.
What a stupid question. 11 days to go until the 47th president is sworn in.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
And don't forget, the best of the morning drive available each and every day at, of course, WCBM.com and on our Rumble page. And love to have you visit that and check it out. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
7:21 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You know, you've been hearing me talk about Rescue Supplements for years now. And Rescue Natural Supplements has launched a free personalized health survey that prioritizes all of your health goals. So whether you've been taking Rescue products for years or don't know where to start, in just 5 minutes, discover tailored Rescue supplements that fill the gaps in your nutritional needs. That means no more guessing on products at the store or ignoring the issues altogether. And the best part, right now, you get a whopping 50% off the recommended products after completing the survey. Now, to get started, go to res-q.life. That's res-q.life, L-I-F-E. or call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And get help from a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. Now, I took the short survey. I got to tell you, I was kind of blown away by the results. Visit res-q.life right now, and you're going to get 50% off recommended products today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
One thing I think Republicans need to change are any votes in private. That has to stop. I think we need transparency. And I think every senator should have been willing to go on the record and let their constituents know who they voted for majority leader. It's that simple. Now, I know that Thune has been closely associated with Mitch McConnell, and I hope he will lead differently than Mitch McConnell.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Good morning, 7:23 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Barter Johnson.
And fake news once again at 7:23. I can go as long as you can, doesn't matter. The inner loop at Greenspring, a little bit slow as you're going down the hill towards the JFX. The outer loop on the Parkville side, some brake lights now between Hartford Road and Providence Road. But everybody is moving, and about the same story on the west side now, filling in quickly from 795 to Frederick Road. So far, no major problems through the area. Route 97 still closed around the Howard County, Montgomery County line with the wreck there from earlier. Ice on the roadway and problems near Queenstown at US 301 at Route 213. Still clear with a little more volume, but nothing major right now. We're doing fine at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbie.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Weather channel says sunny, dry, and 32 for the high today. It's going to be very, very cold, as you already know. Right now, Dundalk is mostly clear, and 18, 19 in Millersville. Let's take a phone call here from Rick in Lutherville.
Morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I got a different take on President Trump talking about taking over Greenland and Canada, et cetera. I think it's his way of sending signals to Putin, like, you're in Ukraine, but don't go anywhere else. I was wondering what you thought about that.
Well, I think you're onto something. I think, first off, with Greenland, it is a strategic spot in the top of the Arctic Circle there that is important. Russia's after valuable rare earth metals and minerals and resources, as is China, and we want to protect our flank from Russia and China there. So it's militarily important. It is important for the resources that they offer, and it could be a message to both China and Russia to rein it in a little bit. As far as the Panama Canal goes, it's just suicidal to have the CCP. Yes. To have us, we built the dang thing at great blood and treasure, loss of American lives, and sold it for a dollar.
Carter.
Yeah. Besides the Iranian hostage crisis, I think that was the determining factor as to why Jimmy Carter lost in a landslide to Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
He was a horrible president. Maybe a nice man. I don't know. I didn't know him personally. Other people can make that judgment. Yeah. But he was a horrible president. And the fact is that, imagine all that. It was one of the most expensive things we've ever done. And we lost a lot of lives. And the U.S. military engaged in it. And now they charge us, our ships, more than any other ship to traverse the canal.
And by the way, adjusted dollars, inflation adjusted dollars, it was the most expensive project in this nation's history.
Right.
And there are a lot of American lives that were lost, malaria primarily, doing that as well. Damn little mosquitoes. 7:26 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Bob is in Baltimore. Good morning, Bob.
Gentlemen, good morning. We did some business with Denmark before, and it turned out pretty well. We bought in 1917 for $25 million the Danish West Indies, which became the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, so again, we have history with the Danes, no doubt about that.
And it's not a million years ago. I mean, it's something that could be accomplished.
Yeah,
yeah.
But if Greenland votes for independence and throw off the Danes, are we still obligated to purchase it from the Danes, or are we just
negotiate with Greenland directly?
You negotiate with them directly, and maybe they want money, maybe they want protection, maybe they want both. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be they want to be a Commonwealth.
Exactly, and Denmark is just was one of the few countries that really never was into colonialism.
Right. Bob, great point. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, you got to hear this story. It's not a massive story, but I think it's kind of funny. Not too long ago, Sunny Hostin, the most racist woman on all of TV, she's on The View. She was talking about the challenges faced by people in the medical profession, doctors particularly, like her husband, who is a doc.
Doctors suffer because of big corporations as well. Doctors that want to do good, like my husband, operates on someone even though they don't have insurance and then has to sue health insurance companies to get paid for the work that he's been trained his whole life to do. So there are a lot of problems with it.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, what she did there was she outed her husband. So, whoops, a little mistake. So now Sonny Hostin's husband is accused of committing federal insurance fraud because of Sonny's comments and the research that the feds did following those comments. That's a curious habit. Let's see exactly how that plays out. So, Sonny, thanks for outing your husband. I'm sure that he thinks even more highly of you now than the rest of us always have.
Evil women of the view.
Evil women of The View, Sonny Hostin, who says some outrageous things. You got to figure that, boy, being there for Thanksgiving would be a lot of fun, don't you think? Next time they have a big family gathering, let's all go and talk about the problems in the healthcare system and see if we can get her to say something even more embarrassing. Right, Donald Trump?
As I watch that stupid View where you have these really dumb people.
I think the other one asking the question is dumber than Kamala, so that's the question. She's a dummy. I watched her over the years. That is one dumb woman.
And there you go.
Yes, we would concur with that. Coming up next, what is being done to protect students in Maryland classrooms from gangbangers accused of murder? We'll have the latest on the new bills coming out of Annapolis. 7:30, time for the latest headlines. And once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Shaw. Baltimore police have arrested a suspect in the March 2 murder of a man on East Biddle Street. 35-year-old Daryl Goines is accused of shooting and killing 35-year-old Alvin Ray Henry Jr. following a dispute. Police say warrant apprehension detectives arrested Goines at a home on West Northern Parkway without incident. Goines was taken to central booking and charged with first-degree murder. Some parts of Maryland still dealing with icy and road conditions after this week's winter storms, and there are school closings and delays. In the metropolitan area, schools in Anne Arundel County will be opening on a two-hour delay. The rest of the school systems here locally are just fine. On the Eastern Shore, though, schools are closed in Caroline, Kent, Queen Anne's, Somerset, Talbot, Wicomico, and Worcester counties. And at the college or university level, Salisbury University is also closed. Aberdeen Proving Grounds closed for normal operations on this National Day of Mourning to honor former President Jimmy Carter, who passed away December 29th at the age of 100. According to officials at the military installation, APG will render honors today in the parking lot area adjacent to Shore Park. And Maryland AG Anthony Brown has announced his legislative priorities for the 2025 Maryland General Assembly session. He plans to introduce a series of bills that focus on protecting civil rights, health, and well-being of Marylanders with a focus on the most vulnerable. Brown's proposed legislation includes advanced protections for assisted living residents who experience abuse or exploitation and ensuring that workers receive the wages that they are owed. Coming up on 7:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, traffic and weather on the threes.
Maryland.
Get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
995, that was your pick three from last night. Your pick four, 2533. And now at 733, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Wicker.
All right, so the inner loop at Green Spring, we mentioned last time around, there was some slowing there going over towards the JFX. And apparently state police are saying that in that backup towards the JFX, there may be a broken down vehicle, kind of crowding of lane. So anybody eastbound right now from Park Heights Avenue, coming over from Reisterstown Road, want to keep an eye out for that. After the ramp at the JFX, it looks okay over towards 83, so it may be right around the ramp area towards the JFX, but it is slowing the inner loop through Pikesville right now on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another round of snow, another dose of cold air on the way. Today, sunny and dry, 32. Tomorrow, some clouds, 34, and then some light snow tomorrow night, and a few snow showers early Saturday, 38 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Here's an admission from Lamar.
I was young in the beginning, like, and it happened fast. Like, it don't happen fast, but, you know, the only one I do, to be honest with you, the only one I do think about is the AFC Championship. That's probably the only playoff game I do think about, like.
A sidebar here, Lamar talking about being young. That first playoff game he was in, the loss to the Chargers after the 18 season, came one day on January 6th before his 22nd birthday. Lamar went on to talk about the experience that he's gained in the playoffs, hoping to put that to use on Saturday night. On the injury front, still no Zay Flowers for Baltimore, almost a foregone conclusion that he won't be available on Saturday. Both Cam Hayward and Chris Boswell now listed as DNPs for the Steelers with illness. One former Steeler has certainly seen the light.
Steelers. Ravens.
Ravens.
Okay.
No further explanation necessary Ravens. There. That's Ben Roethlisberger on his podcast when asked who he's taking, and that clip making the rounds, I'm sure, in Pittsburgh. To baseball we go, where 41-year-old Charlie Morton zoomed with the media yesterday, the newest Oriole, talking about his newest team.
You know, there's the group of guys that are in that clubhouse that have done some special things, and a chance to be a part of that group and getting to know the guys and getting to know the staff and the city of Baltimore, which I've loved playing.
One year, $15 million for Morton. Also, 1 year, $15 million for Justin Verlander, a surefire Hall of Famer who just signed with the San Francisco Giants. Here's a news flash. It's going to cost more to attend University of Maryland sporting events. The school announcing yesterday a $2.50 increase in ticket prices as the university commits to $20.5 million for revenue sharing with student athletes, the maximum allowable under NCAA guidelines. The vast majority of that money going to football and men's and women's basketball. The athletic department will also cut operating expenses starting this fall. Meanwhile, on the hardwood last night in College Park, the Maryland women dropped their first of the year, a back-and-forth affair, 79-74 to fourth-ranked USC, in front of 14,735 at Xfinity Center. Head coach Brenda Freeze in the postgame.
Really disappointed to not close this one out, but just didn't make enough plays down the stretch. I definitely think we learned a lot about ourselves tonight.
And finally, the Caps were on the ice last night in D.C., escaping with a 2-1 overtime win over the Canucks. Pierre-Luc Dubois with both goals. Logan Thompson, stellar in the net, turning aside 30 shots for D.C. The time now is 7:37 when we return 33 days until spring.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. At Blindster, they offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more. All at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Well, a chance to beef up your wardrobe in 33, well, not actually in 33 days, but in 33 days, pitchers and catchers report to Sarasota for Orioles spring training, and then soon after that, it'll be Major League Baseball back in town. And so yesterday, the Orioles, for warmer thoughts, announcing their promotional schedule. Getting back to your wardrobe, is multiple stuff here. Well, first of all, you got your bobbleheads,
sure,
which is opening up with a David Rubenstein owner's bobblehead.
Boy, hopefully, highly coveted.
Highly coveted. Yeah, hopefully, he's bobbing it up and down when it comes to money for Mike Elias, as opposed to side to side. Don't want that.
Followed by the Gary Stein bobblehead.
Oh yes, yeah. Absolutely.
They make decisions using the magic eight ball.
Who knows? But anyway, listen to all these other wardrobe things. You've got multiple T-shirt nights, as I'm sure you can imagine. You got your bowling shirt. You got your yacht rock cap, which I'm not exactly sure. Do you know what that is?
Yacht rock.
I don't have a yacht, so I don't know. Okay. But anyway, cowboy hat. Birdland Hawaiian shirt, gotta love that. And the first ever Star Wars weekend, which I'm not 100% sure what it is. I'll find out. But anything that has to do with Star Wars is okay by me.
I think they're giving that away on May 4th.
Yeah, May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Okay. Why I took this job.
Tuesdays after that, by the way, if I recall correctly, the Orioles have the Revenge of the Sixth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's a Star Wars aficionado.
Please.
All right, Gary.
Help me.
Thank you for the effort.
Okay.
We appreciate
it. Thank you.
7:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Remember, we talked about this story at great length back in July of 2022. Walter Martinez, an MS-13 gangbanger, brutally murdered 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton in Harford County, strangling her with a phone cord after violating her. Soon after, police identified Martinez as the primary suspect, according to charging documents. And during the police investigation, Martinez, who was in the country illegally as an unaccompanied minor, was placed in foster care with Child Protective Services. September of 2024, our buddy Chris Pabst over at Fox 45 first reported that while police were awaiting DNA results, Martinez was enrolled in two public high schools. That would be Lansdowne and Edgewood, and neither school was informed that he was a threat. So a suspected murderer who was later convicted was matriculating with your children, your grandchildren, and nobody knew. Administrators, principals, teachers, apparently nobody knows. So several legislators, now that the session is underway, are looking to change that. One is Delegate Mike Griffith. He represents Cecil and Harford counties. Chris Papp sat down with him yesterday.
You believe the students at Edgewood High School and Lansdowne High School, their safety was at risk?
100% students around Walter Martinez were at risk. That's obviously unbelievably concerning and something that, as a state, we need to address.
So Griffith has now introduced a bill that does two things, and here he talks about the purpose, why he introduced this bill.
The purpose of this bill that you wrote is to prevent the possibility of another Walter Martinez being in school with other kids.
That's correct. That's absolutely what it does.
First, it expands the number of reportable offenses to include additional sex crimes. Secondly, the legislation empowers state's attorneys to alert school superintendents of their designee if a student is suspected of committing a violent felony. And, again, this is Griffith on these reportable offenses, which expands the list of these offenses.
We can make sure the notification is very narrow between the state's attorney and the superintendent, and then give the superintendent the ability to make an informed decision to protect the students.
Now, what this bill doesn't do is mandate that the state's attorneys inform schools if a student is being investigated for a violent felony, but they have discretion to do so. I would have taken it one step further. And if you're going to put a student in school that's suspected of a felony, people ought to know. Now, the other bill is the Student Protection Act, and that is have been introduced by our very own delegate, Nino Mangione. He talked about that yesterday.
I refuse to sit there and allow this type of just total mistakes, total chaos in our system.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we have, the mistakes and the chaos and the confusion where children are being put at risk inside their own classrooms. After all, Governor Accountability says he's all for helping to work to protect students.
We will work with anybody to be able to make sure that our kids are safe in their schools.
Well, there you have it. So you've got two Republicans. Where are the Democrat bills? I'm just curious. Where are the Democrat bills that have been are either co-sponsored with Griffiths or Mangione or introduced some bills on their own?
Yeah.
Because Democrats don't care about protecting your children unless, of course, well, they just don't care. Unless, of course, it means money to grow government programs. That's the only reason. Look, you have Angela Alsobrooks, who I've been told is a no vote on the Lincoln Riley Act as it heads over to the Senate. Again, brand new to the Senate. She's a woman, you'd think, and a mother. You'd think she'd have some semblance of empathy for the Rachel Morins and the Lincoln Rileys and the Keela Hamiltons of the world, the Jocelyn Ongarays. But no, Angela Alsobrooks is a no vote. Or maybe she'll surprise us. Maybe if a reminder that it'd be a good thing to protect children and women here in the state of Maryland, she might come to her senses.
I think it's called constituent services, and she wouldn't know what services she needs to provide her constituents unless her constituents contact her office and remind her by making that contact. 7:43 right now, coming up in around 60 seconds. WCBM, once again, it's fake news, but first, it's real traffic. Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Suburney's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 83 South. The lanes are open. They're fighting a little bit of bright sunshine right here at Pedonia Road. So that area where the sun is right on the windshield, we're slowing as you're coming down from Warren Road. And then it gets better towards the Beltway. The inner loop was still slow from Greenspring Avenue over to the JFX. In that backup about 15 minutes ago, there was a report of a broken down vehicle. The pace has improved a little bit. Still a bit slow right as you get to the top of the hill before the ramp to the JFX, but all the lanes are moving once again. Route 97 had a big wreck early this morning. May have been related to the weather overnight with the freezing as you move out on Route 97 at Roxbury Road, very close to the Howard County and Montgomery County line. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today. Check your battery, belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Bank River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, sunny and dry, and 32 is your expected high today. And right now it is cold, 19 in Middle River, 18 in Severn. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. Today we've got Maryland, of course, the WCBM of Maryland 100th anniversary t-shirts and a coffee mug for you. Jimmy's in Northeast Pennsylvania. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Because in honor of Jimmy Carter, it's Jimmy.
Right.
Yeah, Jimmy.
First, second, third, last. Which what order would you like to go in, Jimmy?
May go last.
Go last? Okay.
Jimmy.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Story one. In a self-congratulatory TikTok post, a transgender activist recently boasted about exploiting a loophole to change the sex listed on his Florida driver's license to female, despite state legislation that prohibits such alterations. Of course, the Florida Department of Motor Vehicles soon found out and thanked him for exposing the error before they reverted the change. Story two, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is calling out her fellow Democrats. She says they're being too reflexively anti-Republican. That's maybe the reason why they lost the election. Interesting. First Fetterman, maybe now AOC. And story number three. Oh, got my paper stuck together.
All right.
A part of a new campaign to make cars safer for women, General Motors has announced and unveiled an innovative new customization on the dashboard that replaces the old check engine light with Ryan Gosling's face so that women will pay attention to it now. Apparently, you can customize the actor or actress of your choice. Story one. Transgender activist brags about exploiting loophole to change gender on the Florida license they discovered quickly change it. Story two, AOC says, hey, Democrats, you're too reflexively anti-Republican. Or story three, new check engine light for women. All right, we'll start with Bruce.
Depends on exactly how your car identifies, by the way, whether it's
right.
Ryan Gosling or Kate Beckinsale. That's fake news. Story number three is fake news. Fake news, I tell you.
All right, Kristen.
I mean, I'm no expert on cars. I'm just a woman. I'm not like, you know, every man is just automatically born being a car expert. But I think that's three. I would hope GM would be committing marketing suicide if they were doing that. Three.
Actually, we're not born being smart about our cars. We know how to lift up the hood and stare at the engine as if we know something about cars.
Speak like, for really? Yourself.
Yes.
Chuck.
What did Kristen just vote?
Three.
Three. Two, please.
Chuck goes for story two. Departing
I'm just
from
a
his
woman, so gal pal. Can't follow me. What would I know?
Well, you know, Chuck's a big car aficionado. You know,
yeah.
He buys them just as regular as anybody else does.
He barters them, though. But
right.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill him later.
He barters boats, too.
Yeah. I've Jimmy. Done that in the past. For earlier personnel that had to have it done.
Yeah, and Jimmy, before I'll give you a little extra time to make your selection here, because last break he said that when you said it was Barter Johnson, he said that was fake news.
Say fake
now,
news.
Chuck, you have bartered before, have you not?
No, when you're the owner of the company asks you to do something for him, that's what you do. So,
I no. see.
Oh, okay. So
you mean I condone it. No, I had
well,
to do it.
Oh, but what, I see. What about if you're the owner, you're the actual owner of the company?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay.
So basically, you were just following orders? Is that the
all my all my accounts are in the Cayman Bank.
Okay, yes. There you go. All right, Jimmy, go right ahead.
That's fake news as well, just in case you're listening. Somebody down in Pennsylvania.
Jimmy, what are you thinking?
Number three.
Jimmy also votes for story number three. Nobody votes for story number one. Yeah, the transgender activist got nailed by the Florida DMV. Story number three. Yeah. Fake news. The check engine light is interesting, but no Ryan Gosling as of yet.
Well, they thought about putting Chuck's face there, but the reaction was typically screams, so they decided that wasn't going to work.
I'm going to be on your dash, Bruce. Look at the symbol when it comes up and tell me what it says.
Yes, he has the Chuck engine light.
Yes.
There'll actually be several on your dash, Bruce.
That's when it's time to get rid of your car.
Yes. One means your rear tail light is out, and the other one means just go check yourself. And I cleaned that up.
Thank you very Thank much. You. Jimmy, congratulations. We'll put you in a hole and tell you how to get your prize. Unbelievable. All right, 7:50. The best of the morning drive available each and every day, just like that, at WCBM.com on our Rumble page as well. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. And speaking of Michael A. Friedman, Michael wanted me to remind you that during these icy, snowy conditions, slow it down. Make sure that you leave the proper distance between you and the guy in front, especially enough to stop on slippery conditions, because that's where most accidents occur, because people just lose control. They're driving too fast for the condition. So second way you can protect yourself is make sure your insurance policy is up to snuff. If you have any questions about what coverages you should have, what the maximums you should have to protect yourself in case you're hit by somebody with no insurance or not enough insurance, how does PIP injury, personal injury protection coverage, how does that factor in collision, liability, you name it. Michael will answer your questions. 410-363-6848, toll free, 1-800-782-7200. And remember, of course, their website is extremely informative and helpful at maflaw.com for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. You can go there, download the Personal Injury Assistant app and the 15 things to remember if you are unfortunately involved in a serious automobile accident. So call Michael today or check out the website maflaw.com. All right, it's 7:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Gavin Newsom's high-speed rail is the biggest boondoggle in the history of the country, and now they're saying it won't be done until the turn of the century. That's 75 years from now.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Plus, Facebook fact-checkers are freaking because they've been fired. Noon to 3 on WCBM. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. An amazing story came across the transom. Woman who lives in New York City needed to use the subway with her small children. Ran into a bit of a problem earlier on this week. She uses public transportation. She has the right to use the elevator because she needed to for medical purposes. She could not, though, because NYC doesn't manage the mentally ill population very well. Or at all. They're more concerned about protecting people here illegally. One would think people would support this woman's right. One would be wrong. To the replies, waltzes the neckbeard, who fancies himself a parenting expert as well as an Italian food expert. He's clearly never been around a mother who takes infants out in the public at all. All a fan says, mentally ill people on subways are just a price of living in a place that is not a nowhere state. That you simply have to, man up, as it were, and accept that you're going to have to wrestle with the mentally ill people who have taken up residence in the elevator in order for you to get the public transportation. Yeah, New York City. It's all happening there. It never sleeps, except, of course, if you're mentally ill and you already have a very nice elevator in which to sleep. Just an astounding story. That's New York right there.
So they got the shaft.
So to speak. Did you hear, by the way, last month, Chuck got stuck for like 2 hours on an escalator. It stopped, and
he just couldn't quite figure out how to get off the escalator.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
My first wife and I used to do the elevator dance, which was no steps.
No steps.
Very good.
That's not bad, Mr. Casey. Almost as good as yours.
Yep. Almost.
Almost. The northeast corner of the Beltway. Excuse me.
Yes.
It's going around, Chuck. It's going around.
Schlechtenhausel. The northeast corner is slow beginning at Bel Air Road. They're looking at a broken down vehicle on the outer loop at Paring Parkway. It's on the shoulder, but they're kind of looking at it. Then the inner loop coming down the hill from Providence Road. They're getting into the bright sunshine there as you come up the hill towards Lockhaven Boulevard. So some areas on the Beltway fighting the bright sunshine right now, and still some of the glare off the snow in and around the area. It's still backed up, but the lanes are moving on the inner loop towards Greenspring Avenue, and the west side pretty solid now. We finally caught up to where we should be, 795 going down through Frederick Road. Right there at Route 40, the sunshine will be a problem as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And the Weather Channel says sunny, dry, and cold today all the way through Friday, of course, tomorrow. It's 32 for the high today, 34 tomorrow. And then, basically Friday night, maybe into Saturday morning, some light snow possible. And a high Saturday, 38 should not be a factor for the Ravens game at M&T Bank on Saturday evening against the Steelers.
Yeah, well, they're both used to playing outside anyway.
Yes.
It's not as if they're Miami playing in Green Bay. So we're used to it. We're fine.
This is more about the fans.
Yeah, well, the fans.
And the players are going to play no matter what the conditions are.
Yeah, well, early December, late December, the 21st, my son and my son-in-law went, and we all froze our butts off, but the decibel level was like 116 on the meter. So it is possible to do this.
So you lost your feeling in your fingers and toes and your hearing at
the same time.
Right?
Which is nice,
Windy and 18 right now in Bel Air, 20 in Annapolis, and Marxist mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass. What an embarrassment.
She was over in Ghana, and is it the Ghanaian, Canadian, Ghanites, whatever. She is over there for an official function.
She was Ghana with the wind.
She's Ghana with the wind. Got it. And so she was not present when the wildfire started. She is not responsible for the Santa Ana winds. This is not a Democrat problem. She is responsible, though, for making sure that all the shrubbery and the dead stuff around people's houses are moved away from their houses so that the houses don't instantly catch fire when the shrubbery catches fire. That was not something that they took care of. Instead, she was pulling money from the fire department to use on things like, let's help the homeless out, because, after all, there are never any wildfires in California. I guess that's the logic. She came back, and a reporter from Sky News, I had a conversation with her. It's a bit one-sided, Sean, just a bit one-sided. But, boy, I tell you, was she articulate in what she had to say. Here's the first part of the conversation.
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor? Have you nothing to say today? Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today? Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position? Madam Mayor, have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today who are dealing with this disaster?
She's so eloquent, Sean. I mean, what she says by not saying it is even more impressive than when Kamala Harris would say things that had no meaning whatsoever. I mean, it's just amazing at what she was able to articulate by staring straight ahead with a stone-cold expression on her face. In other words, what she was seemed to be expressing is, I really don't care. I had a nice seat in the flight back and really good food in the plane, so whatever.
Do you think you should have been visiting Ghana while this was unfolding back home? Madam Mayor, let me ask you just again, have you anything to say to the citizens today as you return?
Nothing. Nothing.
Madam Mayor, just a few words for the citizens today as you return to deal with the catastrophe.
See, I know the words she was thinking that you can't say in public. That was it. That's the whole conversation.
There was a time when an embarrassing performance like that would get you voted out, or they'd hound you from office. You'd have to resign in disgrace. But there's a new breed of elected official now.
It's arrogance. It's amazing.
It's the arrogance. They don't care. They're in it to feather their own nest. They care less about Los Angelinos or Californians. It's obvious. I mean, otherwise she would have said something.
Well, here's the difference. 30 years ago, or maybe slightly more than 30, it could be 40 years ago, there's a mayor in Chicago, her name was Jane Byrne. And Chicagoans view snow in the same way Los Angelinos view fire. Jane Byrne was on vacation when there was a snowstorm. Thus, when the snow didn't get picked up promptly, she got fired.
Right.
I mean, that cost her job. I've no doubt the people of Los Angeles will not do that to Bass.
No. I mean, it's the Marion Barry syndrome.
Yeah.
Okay, we've seen it before. It doesn't matter. They have their own criteria. And that's how you get people like Karen Bass elected as mayor in the first place.
Right.
Or Gavin Newsom. Look, you used to think that competence mattered. Now this is not leadership. This is not competence. This is an abrogation of one's civic responsibility to the voters and constituents of Los Angeles. It is. I mean,
you're getting paid to do the job.
Yeah.
You should have a long time of the flight back. Right. It's a long time of the flight back from Ghana. You should have something prepared to say.
Up next, Governor Accountability says time to cut $2 billion from Maryland's budget, but where?
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Southern California wildfires have claimed at least 5 lives and destroyed thousands of structures, including many homes. 3 of the fires burned out of control in the streets, packed with evacuees.
The worst damage is in Altadena and Pacific Palisades. Pasadena Fire Chief Chad Augenstein is hoping for a break from the very strong Santa Ana winds.
We expect, with favorable conditions over the next couple days, to start making good progress on this fire.
Audio from KABC. But there is a new fire danger in the Hollywood Hills. That's where the Hollywood sign is. Below is Hollywood Boulevard. Allison Martin is watching very closely.
I actually started tearing up. It's really scary.
Palisades fire already is the most destructive in Los Angeles history. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says crews are still facing erratic winds. I'm Ed Donahue.
President-elect Trump criticizing California Governor Gavin Newsom for poor forest management practices. Newsom accuses Mr. Trump of trying to politicize the tragedy. Firefighters have encountered dry
nearby hydrants. L.A. Mayor Bass refusing to answer questions about cuts in the firefighting budget. The wildfire emergency, as well as today's state funeral for Jimmy Carter, keeping President Biden at home.
President Biden has canceled his Thursday departure to Italy as wildfires rage in California. His visit with Italian leaders and Pope Francis was meant to highlight U.S. alliances. Biden approved a federal major disaster declaration for Los Angeles County, and in a statement, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says he wanted to remain focused on the federal wildfire response.
Correspondent Jennifer King. From the southern plains to the southeast, people bracing for a winter storm expected to spread snow and ice across the region. Winter storm warnings, watches, and advisories are posted among the cities to be impacted, Dallas and Atlanta. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire, hot, fast grills at BestHotGrill.com.
803 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
And both the harbor tunnels, mainly southbound, in good shape. No complaints right now. 95 and 895 with the lanes open. 895 looks good. Northbound coming out of the tube and then up to O'Donnell Street. Nothing major at 95, Russell Street, and 395. Even the sky ramp right now, for the most part, is in good shape. The off ramp from 95 south onto Russell Street. That's a long ramp that eventually will bring you out onto the BW Parkway. And Russell Street at Waterview Avenue, that's a little bit slow for the traffic exiting there. They're moving, but the speeds are down, so definitely a heads up for that. Still a broken down vehicle. They've been looking at it on the outer loop shoulder right after the bridge at Paring Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another round of snow, another dose of cold air on the way. Today, sunny and dry, 32. Tomorrow, some clouds, 34, and then some light snow tomorrow night, and a few snow showers early Saturday. 38 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, it's a cold outside. That's all you really need to know. To look at it more precisely, Pikesville, 18 degrees right now. And Ellicott City, you're looking at 19 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. A new Gonzales poll indicates that a majority of Marylanders favor the state cooperating with ICE when it comes to arresting and deporting illegal migrants who have committed crimes. Statewide, 75% of those surveyed support local officials cooperating with federal agents, 20% oppose, 4% have no opinion. By political party, 96% of Republicans, 77% of independents, and only 65% of Democrats support local cooperation with federal law officials. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has introduced his legislative priorities for the 2025 Maryland General Assembly. He plans to introduce a series of bills that focus on protecting the civil rights, health, and well-being of Marylanders with a focus on the most vulnerable. Baltimore police have arrested a suspect in the March 2 murder of a man in East Biddle. 35-year-old Daryl Goines accused of shooting and killing 35-year-old Alvin Ray Henry Jr. following a dispute. Police say warrant apprehension detectives arrested Goines at a home on West Northern Parkway without incident. He was taken to central booking and charged with a first-degree murder. and some parts of Maryland still struggling with the icy road conditions after this week's winter storm. In the metropolitan area, Anne Arundel County schools are opening on a two-hour delay. On the eastern shore, schools are closed in Caroline, Kent, Queen Anne, Somerset, Talbot, Wicomico, and Worcester. Salisbury University, no classes. Dorchester, a virtual learning day for students. It's 8:06. Next, Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You thinking about your retirement? Do you want a guaranteed lifetime income? Well, maybe thinking about an annuity? Well, I know you've seen or heard ads from others that downplay annuities, right? But why is that? Maybe because they want you to invest your money with them, or maybe even lose it during the next bear market downturn. Now, is that what you want, or do you want safety, certainty, and security with your retirement nest egg? Do you want to find out how annuities really work? Well, you can. Just call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, you really can get a bonus and an income plan for life. Call Rod Barrowy today, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Listen, I've met with Rod. He's the real deal. So, call Rod now at 410-266-1120. Tell him your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The turnover battle, perhaps the biggest harbinger of a game's outcome, especially in playoff football. Here's Lamar on maintaining possession.
Keeping the ball in our hands, keeping it away from those guys, those strips. Don't throw the ball into traffic, stuff like that. What we should be knowing, we should not do.
Meanwhile, Steelers defensive back Beanie Bishop on taking it away, especially in the first Baltimore game.
That was one of the big reasons why we won the first game. We had three turnovers. We ended up winning the game. Obviously, want to score more points on offense, but, limited their opportunities to score. Obviously, they don't be able to put points on the board.
Steelers lead the league, or tied for the league lead, with 33 takeaways this year with Minnesota. Meanwhile, the Ravens have given it up only 11 times. That is the third fewest in the National Football League. Caps were on the ice last night in D.C.
Slot pass. Turned on to Roy. Deflection, Lankin in the save. Rebound loose. Score! Pierre-Luc Dubois.
And Luc Dubois had both of them last night. Joe B. with the call on Monumental. Luc Dubois with an overtime game winner, 2-1 over the Canucks. Local college basketball last night. Holy Cross over Navy, 70-59. Army Nip Loyola, 74-72. Women's basketball in College Park. Eighth-ranked Maryland suffered their first loss of the year, 79-74 to fourth-ranked USC. Coming up at 8:35, the wildfires in Southern California affect the sports world. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up at this hour. Nancy Pelosi's daughter says, hey, J6 was not an insurrection.
Whoops.
We'll speak with the J6er, Tim Hale, whose sentence was vacated last year, about what's to come in 11 days. Top story here, though, Governor Moore leading the charge on the budget, which we face, I think it's $300 million deficit this year, $2.7 billion deficit next year, and then by the following year, a $6 billion deficit unless remarkable changes aren't made. Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45, caught up with the governor yesterday at the State House.
The $2 billion cuts that you're talking about, where will we see those cuts come from?
Yeah, you're going to see them come from a collection of different
areas.
And I think you're going to see them from a few different buckets. One is we're just increasing government efficiency. We as a government have got to make sure that we are being more efficient. in the way we're thinking about our capital. I think the other thing, though, is that you cannot, when you're looking at what you're investing in and what you're spending on, we have to spend on the things that we know that are both effective and sustainable, and stop investing in the things that are not effective or sustainable.
He's so wise.
How about the specificity of those cuts? Collection, buckets, capital, efficiency,
so wise.
Sustainability. Not a single cut was identified by Governor Accountability. But he is at least calling for the $2 billion in cuts.
Yeah.
Look, this is a $63 billion budget. And you can only find $2 billion in cuts? I would think 10% across the board. And, of course, the Senate President, Bill Ferguson, was asked about those cuts yesterday.
I mean, look, we have a $63 billion budget. In fact, the budget that we're in right now is $1 billion less than the one from the prior year. In a $63 billion budget, there's room to make adjustments. And every year we find places to trim and cut. This is going to be a year where we have significantly bigger cuts at stake. And so, you know, everything is on the table. You know, we've heard minor details. I think next week we're going to see the governor's full proposal. I think it was the right thing to start with, noting that we are beginning to live within our means, which means cutting existing commitments and making sure that we can fund things that are the most and highest priority.
But if you do the math on this, if we're facing a $2.7 billion deficit and he's calling for $2 billion in cuts, that leaves at least $750 million. Where's that coming from? Yeah. Minority Leader Delegate Jason Buckle thinks he has the answer.
Can't raise $1 billion, $1.5 billion unless you start hitting you and me.
Yeah. Bingo.
Bingo.
And that's where the money is. Of course, Ferguson then starts talking about it. Yeah, but if you cut too much, those services are going to go bye-bye.
Everything's a balance. And I think, there is no obvious clear answer here that if you do this, then that. We see states that are high-cost states have growing populations. And it's because they provide great services. And people will pay more if they get good value.
Are they... People are fleeing.
Could you name those states, please?
People are fleeing New York. They're fleeing New Jersey. They're fleeing California. And to some extent, Illinois. So I don't know what states, but if you could please show us the blue states that are growing significantly based on these increased services.
I'm coming up on, if I recall correctly, what happened in the Earl administration. We'll do that in a bit. First, so it's 8:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long once again. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new report of a wreck on the BW Parkway southbound near 197. I've been looking in that area. The camera in that area is facing the northbound traffic, but I've been looking over through there. I don't see a major backup right now for the traffic southbound through there. So nevertheless, though, just a heads up, you may get some brake lights as you're traveling south from 198 down towards 197 and into Prince George's County. Route 97, that wreck has been there pretty much all morning long, very close to the Howard County and Montgomery County line at Roxbury Road, and that area is still blocked off with that detour underway. A lot of the areas on the Beltway fighting the bright sunshine, heavy traffic, and a broken down vehicle on the outer loop near Paring Parkway. The inner loop is slow coming down the hill from Providence Road, and the west side pretty well jammed up but moving from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WC. CBM.
Well, the channel says sunny, dry, and bitterly cold. Once again, 32 is high. This polar vortex is going to be with us for a while. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. Maybe a chance of snow Friday night into Saturday morning. No significant accumulations, less than an inch we're hearing. Right now, sunny and 19 in the city, 18 in Columbia. It is time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, we invite you to please come to the circus, head to the big top, enter and grab your seats. Focus your attention on the center ring as the Democratic clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, eventually comes to a stop, and out steps the current sitting president of the United States of America, Joe Robinette Biden, who flew out to California because of the wildfires, and he put his finger, Sean, on exactly what the most important thing was about the wildfires in California.
It's astounding what's happening. The only one piece of good news, my son lives out here and his wife. They got a notification yesterday their home was probably burning ground. Today, it appears that it may be still standing, we're not sure. But the good news is, I'm a great-grandfather as of today.
Yeah. It is all about him, folks.
Baby girl, baby boy.
And it's a child of some unspecified gender that he's very proud to be the great-grandfather of. And his son's house didn't burn down. Those are the two important elements about what's going on in the wildfires in California.
Well, two things. At least he's acknowledging he has another grandchild.
Yeah.
Because the one before that didn't exist.
Right. That's right.
And so this grandchild hopefully one day will grow up and meet Sniffy.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, it's nice that his son's house didn't burn down. That's always good news, I guess. It's good news here, too. When you get up in the morning, you don't see your name in the obits. That's good news. But it's hardly the biggest story of the day, sir. Joe, if you wouldn't mind, please get back in the clown car and go take care of your family, which is what you've been doing now for quite some time.
Yeah, so we're talking about the governor all of a sudden, the $2 billion. But look, you can find much more. You can find at least $6 billion, if not more, in this budget to cut. But he talks about services, Bill Ferguson. I don't know what the answer, I don't know what the number is, but can you imagine how much we are paying? There are estimated 250,000 illegal aliens in the state of Maryland. Last time I saw a projection from the folks at the Center for Immigration Services. Can you imagine how much tax dollars, both federal and state, are being spent on illegal aliens who are in the country and in the state illegally?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so you should start with that. I don't know what that number is, but I guarantee you it's probably, it might be close to $1 billion, all said and done, because you got health care, education, Medicaid, because the state picks up half the Medicaid bill for, and the feds pick up the other half. And remember, as they continue, they say they're going to focus on the wealthy. That's where Bill Ferguson says, we may have to punish the people, you know, like the Orioles owner and the Ravens owner.
They will leave.
And here's what Jason Buckle said about that.
Governor O'Malley and Democrats at the time, before I came to Annapolis, they passed something that they euphemistically called the millionaire's tax that said, you know, if you make X level of money, we're going to tax you at a higher level, and this is going to generate all these revenues so that we can pay for all the things when we were last in these significant budget woes under the last Democratic governor. What happened? We didn't gain any revenues. There's no magic bullet of we'll just go find Steve Bisciotti and get an extra $1 billion out of him. Steve Bisciotti's a smart guy. That's how he became so wealthy and owned the Baltimore Ravens. He's not going to stand for that. It'll be a press release. You might hear about it on Sine Die, and when you come back a year or two from now, you'll find out it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, let me remind folks of what happened during the Ehrlich administration. One of the first things, if I recall correctly, and I can't remember the percentage number, Ehrlich came into office and told all of his department heads, you will find, you know, X percent that you must cut from your budget.
Right.
Every single department. You have got to match that number at 3%, 4%, 5%, whatever the case might be. That was the first thing he did walking in the door. I cannot see Governor Moore doing that. Because that's actually what's needed, is to tell everybody, sorry, you got to tighten your belts. What happens in a private industry when revenue doesn't meet expectations? The boss is going to come and say, look, we've taken some losses. Either we have to fire you, or you have to work at a lesser salary, or we have to make some kind of an adjustment. Why cannot that happen at the state level?
It never does, at the state level, at the federal level. But here's the thing. The governor's going to have to submit his budget next week to the Maryland General Insane Asylum. So we'll see how serious he is. We'll see if he identifies with any kind of specificity what cuts he is going to advocate in.
It's in buckets.
You know? Yeah.
It's in buckets.
A collection of buckets. We'll see what happens there. All right, joining us once again is the reverse mortgage answer man, Mark McVeary, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
How you doing, guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, indeed. Look, have any of your clients used a reverse mortgage to assist their children or other family members?
Yeah, I mean, all the time, especially with this economy. I mean, unfortunately, you know, some of the kids get sick, they lose their jobs, and in some cases get divorced. I mean, I think the common theme is always they had a significant event that created a financial strain. And, you know, probably over the years, I'll probably give you hundreds of examples. But I mean, the one thing I can say is for a parent helping out their kids, a reverse mortgage can be a safe tool because they can access the money in their home without taking on a monthly payment and putting a strain on themselves while helping out their kids. I mean, if you take out a regular mortgage, you're going to create a payment, and that's going to start hurting them too. So it's a good way to be able to get some money without putting a strain on themselves.
So, Mark, if you will, could you walk us through the process? Let's say someone reaches out to you, contacts you about an inquiry about a reverse mortgage. How does it work?
I mean, like, obviously, when someone calls, we're going to get some basic information and do a workup. I mean, basically a pre-qualification. If everything looks good, like we talk about all the time, we're going to set up a free meeting at their house, go over all the particulars and make sure everybody fully understands what they're doing and what to expect. Then actually we have to process the loan and we go to closing. I mean, the one thing I want to mention is that any of the costs in the loan are financed like a regular loan, so there's not going to be any out-of-pocket expenses to anyone. I mean, the way we do things, there are very few people that don't finish once we get started because we do all the homework up front.
And you have any, because I love stories of when you help people. Any stories from this past December of how you helped some of your clients?
Let me see. Yeah, we always have clients that, you know, are paying off regular mortgage and credit card debt. The one thing that does stick out to me is that we had more clients last month that had regular line of credits. And with the rates going up so much over the last couple of years, their minimum payments on those regular line of credits have tripled and are no longer manageable. And, you know, a lot of them, before they came to me, looked at converting their line of credit into a regular mortgage, but those payments weren't going to be manageable either. So the reverse mortgage was their best option. So what we were able to do was pay them off, eliminated those minimum monthly payments, and established a new line of credit with the reverse mortgage for future needs.
All right. How do the folks get in touch with you if they want more information?
They can always call us at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, it's Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. Just give him a call, and he'll set you up and answer all of your questions. Still to come, of course, Tim Hale is a former J6er. His sentence was vacated last year. We'll find out what President Trump told the families of the J6ers. And there's a lot of stuff the media does not cover. That what's happened to the J6ers, both in prison and out of prison. There's just it's being done intentionally because they don't want you to know how brutal our government can be when they've got you in the crosshairs. So that's coming up in about 15 minutes.
8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
If you're heading south on I-97 towards Annapolis after Benfield down through Route 32, a little slow there. They're fighting a little bit of sunshine as you're heading down towards the bridge at 178, but otherwise the lanes are open. Most areas on the Beltway still slow. Bel Air Road all the way to Providence Road, the inner loop through Pikesville towards the JFX, and down the west side, 795 Liberty Road area all the way down through Route 40, and then it gets better down the hill towards I-95. BW Parkway, there could be some slowing. It's still in that area. The report coming in southbound on the parkway with the wreck at 197. And at one point, some of the data was showing that we were backed up towards the ramp at 198. Route 97 around the Howard County and the Montgomery County line is still closed from an accident earlier this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny and dry today with a high of 32, partly cloudy, and 34 for tomorrow. Maybe some snow Friday night into Saturday morning. Right now, 20 in Annapolis. It feels like it's about 4 with the wind chill and everything. Yep. And it is 18 in Forest Hills, 824. Let's go to Doug in Upper Co.
Morning, Doug.
Morning, all. I love the sunny disposition on a chilly day. Thank you. This is anecdotal, I realize. The convention center in Baltimore is owned and run by the city government. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay. I'm currently working a trade show. It's a national trade show. And I go to get a cup of coffee tomorrow. And, you know, running a cafe, I assume the number one margin item is sodas and coffee. Oh, we can't sell you coffee, sir. Our coffee cups are leaking. And I'm thinking, somebody didn't go to the Costco or the Wally World to get some cups.
Wow.
It was just unbelievable. And then another question. In the county, obviously, the sidewalk in front of your house, I think you're in charge of having to clean it. Who's in charge of city sidewalks? Is it the city or is it the
tenants of those buildings, or?
You know, that's a great question. Maybe we have a city property owner can tell us. I know that as a...
Because it's a mess. Downtown, that part between...
Some
streets are clear and some are not.
Right. The part between the road and the sidewalk is, in the county, I think, belongs to the county. But the sidewalk, you are responsible for clearing.
Correct.
And I always clear it anyway because I'm always concerned about liability.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, number one. But, yeah,
but
not sure about the city.
That's the case.
Yeah. We'll have
and,
to.
You know, Utah Street and Pratt Street and all that's craziness.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I've always noticed.
Keep up the good work, gentlemen.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
Thank you,
that.
Doug. Appreciate
yeah.
that.
So, I've noticed, by the way, that city sidewalks, they're busy sidewalks.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they're, many of them now are dressed in holiday style. I don't know if you're aware of that.
That yeah, those jingle bells are still dangling
yeah.
in your head,
yeah.
are they?
I'm making smile after smile, Sean.
Right. The budget. Back to the
yes.
budget. For just like, look, it's easy. Kill the blueprint for future. Okay?
Yep.
Kill the red line. I don't know if you're ever going to get the Democrats to basically kick the habit of climate change because that's their, you know,
that's their drug.
That is their drug. That is their addiction. But if you kill the blueprint, you kill the red line, you could at least. And of course, our Constitution requires us to balance the budget, and we'll find out exactly what's happening. But here, remember when Governor Moore said on the grocery issue, the liquor store, liquor sales and grocery
yep.
stores, he was listening to the people. Well, two polls have come out in the last several days. One, 75% of Marylanders oppose new taxes of any kind. Sales tax, income tax. And there's a disconnect here because you're electing, by definition, the biggest taxers and spenders known to man, called the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So you're electing progressive Democrats who love to raise your taxes, but now you're telling pollsters that you're opposed to these new taxes. What has changed? I don't know. We'll have to see. Wait for the next election. So no new taxes, no sales, income, or property taxes. The latest is a majority of Maryland voters favor local cooperation with ICE.
Yeah.
Okay? How about that? And again, that's like 76%, according to recent figures. So right now, 76% are in favor of requiring local officials to cooperate with federal agents. 20% oppose. 4% no opinion. And those people are probably brain dead.
Yeah.
96% of Republicans, yes, cooperate with ICE. 77% of independents and only 65% of Democrats think it's a good idea to deport illegal aliens who have committed crimes in the state of Maryland.
It's amazing.
They want to keep them around. So for those 35% of Democrats who oppose that, how about you open up your doors?
Mm-hmm.
How about you take one of these wayward criminal illegal aliens into your home and expose your family to them instead of the rest of us?
Seems reasonable to me.
Just asking.
Yeah.
Steve Hershey is a Republican over in the Senate, and he's talking about what can be done on the budget crisis that is looming.
Marylanders are having to live within their means, and the state of Maryland has to do the same. The caucus is completely against any type of fee increases or tax increases.
It's a math game, right? I mean, if Democrats want to do it, they have the votes to do it. How are you going to hold them off?
We saw this last year with juvenile crime. It was a Gonzales poll where the overwhelming majority of Marylanders do not support tax increases. So when they get their energy bills and they're through the roof, when they get their new tax bills or new real estate tax bills through the roof, you're going to see whose side they're on. So there's going to be 6.5 million Marylanders in our caucuses working together because these are the issues that are most important to everyday hardworking Marylanders, regardless of their political affiliation.
Here's an idea. Yeah. For the Maryland GOP, and I know they're doing the best they can. They don't have the numbers. How about you put out? Remember the contract with America that Newt
yes.
Gingrich put out.
Yeah.
How about a contract with Maryland? Put together a document and a contract with Maryland for the next election cycle.
Start now.
Start now. Put it together. Common sense ideas to make Maryland once again the land of pleasant living, which it has become not. 8:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Just one school note.
Schools in Anavilla County opening on a two-hour delay. Elsewhere in the metropolitan area, all school systems are running on time. On the Eastern Shore, slightly different. Dorchester County will have a virtual learning day for students, and schools are closed in Caroline, Kent, Queen Anne, Somerset, Talbot, Wicomico, and Worcester counties. Aberdeen Proving Grounds closed for normal operations on this National Day of Mourning to honor former President Jimmy Carter, who passed away December 29 at the age of 100. According to officials at the military installation, APG will render honors today in the parking area adjacent to Shore Park. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has announced his legislative priorities for the 2025 Maryland General Assembly session. He plans to introduce a series of bills that focus on protecting the civil rights, health, and well-being of Marylanders with a focus on the most vulnerable. His proposed legislation includes advanced protections for assisted living residents who experience abuse or exploitation and ensuring that workers receive the wages that they are owed. A new Gonzales poll indicates a majority of Marylanders favor the state cooperating with ICE when it comes to arresting and deporting illegal migrants who have committed crimes. Statewide, 75% of those surveyed support local officials cooperating with federal agents, 20% oppose, 4% have no opinion. And Baltimore police have arrested a suspect in the March 2 murder of a man on East Biddle Street, 35-year-old Daryl Goines, accused of shooting and killing 35-year-old Alvin Ray Henry Jr. following a dispute. It's coming up on 8:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Castlethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick three lottery number from last night, 995. Your pick 4/2533. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
JFX doing fine. Looking at you here at the city county line coming down from Ruxton Road. All the lanes are open. Might get a little sunshine on the windshield as you're working your way south of Northern Parkway and eventually into downtown. It's definitely busy on the Beltway today. Still some slowing on the Parkville side into Towson through Pikesville towards the JFX and down the west side. Last look we had was still pretty well backed up and slow, moving south from Liberty Road and eventually down towards the ramps at Route 40 West. The pace is a little better here at Liberty Road, but definitely not up to the posted limit at this point. The accident on the BW Parkway will still cause a delay. The wreck is at 197. We had brake lights that went back towards a ramp at Route 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another round of snow, another dose of cold air on the way. Today, sunny and dry, 32. Tomorrow, some clouds, 34, and then some light snow tomorrow night and a few snow showers early Saturday. 38 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So how would the loss of Zay Flowers impact the Ravens' offense on Saturday night, as Flowers has not seen the practice field this week and is looking extremely unlikely to play? More targets for Rashad Bateman is a logical thought. Here's Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin.
Bateman has emerged in a big way this year while staying healthy. He's provided a lot of splash for him. He's been a down-to-grass guy, has made some significant plays, particularly in weighty moments, some two-minute moments, particularly of late.
Bateman with four touchdown catches in the Ravens' four-game winning streak, but Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says it's much more than Bateman.
Not just Rashad. I mean, I don't think it's just about one guy. It's everybody. We have a lot of weapons. You know, we can move guys guys around, different ways, scheme those guys up, and they can all make plays.
Mark Andrews with 11 touchdown catches this year for Baltimore. That is a personal best. Bateman with 9. Isaiah Likely with 6, talking about spreading the ball around. The multiple wildfires in Southern California have claimed 5 lives, forced 70,000 to evacuate, and burned over 27,000 acres. NBA coaches Steve Kerr and J.J. Redick have been affected. Kerr, the Golden State head coach, said his mother had to be evacuated. Redick, Lakers head coach, said his wife, kids, and wife's twin sister all forced to evacuate. Meanwhile, the NFL monitoring the situation, announcing it would move the Vikings-Rams game on Monday night, if necessary, to Arizona. New details emerge in the death of former Orioles pitcher Brian Mattis. Mattis was found dead on Monday, January 6th, after police in Phoenix, Arizona, responded to a call about a body at a home near 44th Street and Campbell Avenue in Phoenix. Information on whose house that is was not released. The manner and cause of death are not yet known. Police have not yet said whether they suspect foul play was involved. Meanwhile, the newest Oriole zoomed with the media yesterday. 41-year-old right-hand pitcher Charlie Morton decided to postpone his retirement and join the Birds after he got significant buy-in from the family.
They're just a really talented group and young and exciting. And I think, you know, at the end of the day and after thinking about all of that, I decided, and my wife supports me, my kids support me, you know, to give it a shot.
And while pitchers and catchers report in 33 days, the college lacrosse season opens in 23 days. February 1st, as Maryland men's lacrosse announcing their 2025 schedule, 7 of 12 regular season games coming against teams that made the NCAA tournament last year, including both of last year's finalists, UVA and Notre Dame. This will mark the 100th season of Maryland men's lacrosse. And that is Stein on Sports.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. At Blindster, they offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more. All at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
So Monday was the third anniversary of J6, and we are waiting in about 11 days what President-elect Trump is going to do for the J6ers. Joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline is a J6er himself, Tim Hale, a 33-year-old Army Reserve veteran, was released from the D.C. gulag after spending nearly 3 years incarcerated for nonviolent offenses. His felony conviction has been vacated, and he is no longer under supervision, we hope, by the Injustice Department. Tim, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Good to have you here. Yeah, and a happy new year indeed. So tell us briefly about what, again, you were convicted of and the whole process and how it impacted you and your family.
Sure. I was convicted of a fake felony charge called obstruction of an official proceeding, 18 U.S.C. 1512. It went back to the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. It was basically a relic of the Enron scandal. It had to do with destruction of documents. The problem is I didn't destroy any documents. I walked in a building for about 40 minutes, and I left when the police asked me to leave. I did about 3 years on a 4-year bid. After January 6th, and as you noted, my felony conviction was vacated recently. The Supreme Court overturned the application of that felony charge back in June. So it took about half a year for the court to stop dragging its feet, but my conviction has been vacated. So I spent, in that 3 years of incarceration, I spent about 2 years in, wait, you referred to as the D.C. gulag, the jail in Washington, D.C. They kept us in solitary confinement for about a year of that, deprived of all my civil liberties, couldn't even receive communion. And, there's a lot there, but unfortunately, my story is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, there are many. We spoke with Jake Lang right before the Christmas break, and you know, from he's been like a ping pong ball back and forth between New York and D.C. But so the big question here is, I know President-elect Trump did meet with some of the J6 families. I know that through the Cynthia Hughes, the founder and director of the Patriot Freedom Project, which you're helping to spearhead. So what was said? I've been hearing that the families were told that they're going to be very happy in about 11 days.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy to say that President Trump is a man of his word. You know, he has repeatedly advocated for providing clemency to those who've been wrongfully convicted and, you know, kept behind bars for years from their families. These people have had their lives destroyed. You know, they've lost their businesses, their livelihoods. They've really had their names dragged through the mud. And, yeah, their families have been destroyed as well. So, you know, I'm hoping that as soon as he gets in there, my friends behind bars are going to be released, and they're going to start being able to rebuild their lives.
Tim, when you were in, obviously not the year we were in solitary confinement, but the following year, I'm quite sure you made friends. Are you still in touch with any of those individuals who are still behind bars?
Yes, I am now. I am now. Unfortunately, the issue with our system is that even after you serve your sentence, you get either probation or something called supervised release. So even though I did my sentence, I had restrictions on what I could do as a free man. So I couldn't speak to any of the men that I was in the gulag with for some time until they vacated my conviction. Now, even though they overturned the application of that law back in June, I still had to wait until really just a few weeks ago before I could talk to people. Because the government was planning to prosecute me for that 1512 charge again, just using a different theory. It was really only after Trump won re-election that they gave up the facade.
Now, but they're still looking to charge 200 people with 11 days to go, the justice. Now, some of these people, like Matt Graves and Jay Brett and others, are heading for the hills because they know what's coming in about 11 days. But do you hope, Tim, that not only will there be pardons and commutations, but some of this aggressive prosecution may have crossed the line that they will be held accountable?
I would hope, and I would absolutely look forward to that. You know, the problem is it's so institutional, because I'm sure you talk about the obstruction of an official proceeding. You had members of Congress deleting evidence for their own fake committee hearings. You know, these people need to be held accountable as well, not just the prosecutors and the Department of Justice. You have elements within every branch that have been keeping up this facade. This has been kabuki theater for 3 years. I hope that these people are held accountable, because, and keep in mind, I don't want revenge and I don't want to hunt down Democrats like they did with Trump supporters, but I do want people held accountable. It's the only way that we can actually have a true justice system.
All right, more with Tim Hale, former J6er, coming up in just a moment.
8:43 now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The Southside Beltway at Curtis Creek had been stopped temporarily. They had the drawbridge up at Curtis Creek, so the both sides of the Beltway were stopped at least 10 minutes. So that backup now is starting to ease for the traffic that's heading over towards Quarantine Road. And then the traffic westbound from Quarantine Road just now is getting to the west end of the drawbridge and on its way over towards Route 10. So that's going to take a little while to sort itself out. City Fire just pulled up. They have an active fire call on Poplar Grove Street on the west side of the city. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, and cold today. 32 for the high right now. It is 21 in Glen Burnie, and it is 20 in Middle River. On the Newsmaker Hotline, Tim Hale, a former J6er, his sentence was vacated, no longer under supervision. Tim, did you turn yourself in, or were you the victim of one of these pre-dawn raids?
You know, I would have been happy to turn myself in if they had given me the opportunity, I suppose. But no, I was raided by dozens of FBI and NCIS officers while I was on the way to the pet store.
Yeah, really? Well, did your pets sooner or later get the pet food that it needed? I mean, that's the big question.
No, unfortunately, my fish all died.
Oh, no, no, I'm so sorry, Tim. Listen, well, if I could, when you talk about those individuals who are responsible for this, basically having to face the consequences of their behavior, you have a president of the United States who still has a little bit of time left. He's talking about preemptive pardons for some of those people, which means basically you would be sitting there looking at them, knowing that they're guilty, but somehow they've been given a pardon for something they've not even been accused of formally yet.
Right, and of course, this is really like the same old thing from this current administration: the misapplication of law, the unequal justice. I mean, the man pardoned his son, of course,
yep.
And that after saying for some time that he never would do that. But of course, it's flabbergasting to suggest that political prisoners should be pardoned after 4 years of a political inquisition. There should be restitution. There should be clemency for those who've been targeted by a weaponized justice system, and there probably shouldn't be for those who weaponize the justice system. But I live in a world where I think that red-blooded Americans, veterans, blue-collar workers, and the people who make the country function are just as important as the people who govern it.
You know, Tim, what you went through, I believe, is un-American and unconstitutional, and hopefully somebody will be held accountable. But what the media is ignoring, what many people don't know, is the impact that it has on families of J-6ers, the financial destruction due to legal expenses, the psychological impact on children who have been torn from their mothers or fathers or both. Can you speak to that? And I think there needs to be more attention paid to the impact that these aggressive, I think, unconstitutional prosecutions have brought.
Sure. You know, it's important to understand that, you know, prosecutions don't exist within a vacuum. They affect more than just the person being targeted. And so, you know, during my time locked up, you know, I saw men locked up so long that their children forgot what their father's faces looked like.
Wow.
You had men who were the breadwinners of their families, and so, you know, wives and mothers had to take on two or three jobs to support their families. You know, you had women who were selling their blood to make ends meet. You had a lot of these people. I just want to reiterate these are Americans. You know, these are frontiersmen to an extent. You know, these are people who work with their hands. These are people who built their own businesses. They sought out the American dream just like anyone else, and they lost everything as a result of it. These were people who also largely were denied bail, and so when you're denied bail, you don't have the ability to work. You know, a lot of these men worked in construction. They were managers. A third of the men I was locked up with were veterans. And it's just, you know, those of us who were caught up in January 6th, despite the narratives, represented a fair cross-section of American society. And that's really what was being targeted. And so it cannot be overstressed that these families were financially destroyed. They were publicly shamed. And it was a nightmare for the past 4 years, and it's unfortunately, even after pardons or releases from prison, these people are still going to be rebuilding their lives, and it's not going to be easy.
11 days, Tim.
Yeah. How can our listeners help? I know the Patriot Freedom Project is out there. How can we help these families?
Well, for anybody who wants to help, you can go to patriotfreedomproject.com. Any way you choose to help would, you know, make a big difference in the lives of a lot of these families. Fortunately, the holidays are over for now, but like I said, when people get out, they're still going to need support, and I'm just grateful that this is going to be the last year that there is this political inquisition being launched against Americans. I thank anybody who wants to help, and I thank you for getting the message out.
Tim Hale, thank you for your service to the country, and sorry that you had to endure this kind of torture over the last 3 or 4 years. Again, sounds like you are committed to making sure that this never happens again. Tim, thanks again, and
thanks,
stay
Tim.
Well.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tim, I've also always felt that God doesn't give us any challenge that he doesn't figure we can meet.
Yeah.
You seem to have met the challenge very effectively. God bless me.
He I also did, we were learning that people were being charged based on social media posts and their books they were reading.
The books they were reading. That's scary stuff.
So it wasn't just if you went in the Capitol, but if you were inside the geofencing perimeter and you were
reading making, the wrong book,
meaning what they perceive as the wrong book, or you posted something in support of the J6ers, you're being charged. This is
the first chapter of 1984, by
this,
the way.
This weaponization is the most important part of Trump fixing.
Down the memory tube.
Yeah.
Those books you should not be reading. They can't be allowed. Amazing.
It's 8:50 coming up next here on The Morning Drive. We'll talk about a Pelosi revelation about J6.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Gavin Newsom's high-speed rail is the biggest boondoggle in the history of the country, and now they're saying it won't be done until the turn of the century. That's 75 years from now.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, Curtis Creek Drawbridge went back down about 10 minutes ago, but the backup, if you're going eastbound and over towards Quarantine Road, it takes a little while to get off that ramp, so that backup is still there. It was a report of an accident. I've been looking around the area, I-97 southbound. The report was between Benfield and Route 32. If it's there, it's not making a big problem right now for the traffic southbound. The traffic right here north of Route 32 looks good, and then the traffic south looks good down through that area. It's also running okay towards the bridge at 178. But heads up, there might still be a police car in that area. That wreck from way early this morning still affecting Route 97 around the Howard County and the Montgomery County line. And all the late backing on the Beltway is still there. Late arriving crowd today. Parkville side, the inner loop through Green Spring, and down the west side from about Liberty Road all the way down through Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your weather channel, sunny, dry, and cold. 32 today, pretty much the same for tomorrow. Maybe some snow Friday night and Saturday, because I know Kim had requested some more of that frozen white stuff. Uh-huh. Right now, 21 in Arnold, and it is 20 in Parkville. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, Kim.
Good morning. Morning, guys. So, of course, we're going to talk about the fires in Los Angeles that are now spreading through Hollywood Hills and all these other areas. But, of course, we're going to talk about the fact that the mayor just arrived back home yesterday from Ghana, of all places, to witness, I guess, the inauguration there on taxpayer dollars.
Right.
and they have no water as we speak, and they're not containing it. So we're going to talk about that and the effects of having an incompetent mayor, even though we kind of already know.
We know the effects of that thing.
There is a correlation to here at home, too, because of what's going on with our electricity.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So we could be facing the same kind of brownouts.
Ready for a brownout?
California has had that here because of the electricity issue.
Do you think they're paying attention that they will change course or
no?
No. All right. Well, I will hope. Also at 9:35, we have Delegate Kathy Shalega and Delegate Ryan DeRocky calling in to tell us about what the first day in Annapolis was like. And also, we have some context behind the President Trump Westmore picture at the Army-Navy game.
Westmore did
talk about what that was about. And believe it or not, President Trump was the class act in this conversation, so we're going to discuss that.
I believe it.
Well, most Democrats say he's not.
The question is, was Westmore a class act?
Well, really.
It's coming up next, right after 9 o'clock news. Kim Klasick Live. Make sure you stay tuned for Kim.
I'll take a look at the weather forecast, by the way. They're talking about a dusting for this coming weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they were not talking about either a vacuuming or a putting the toilet seat downing for this weekend. Those are the things that I would have a problem with, I suppose.
Have you ever dusted in your life?
Once, yes. I decided, it wasn't for me, all right? I gave it a try. It wasn't for, same thing with vacuuming. Look, I gave it a shot, gave it a fair try. It just didn't seem to work out for me. So, that was all right.
Yeah, there's some chores that I don't mind. There are other chores I'm like,
Yeah, really?
You know.
Sorry, what?
Yeah,
chores?
Exactly. I've got these other things I got to finish on my list first.
Yes. I have to change the socks in my sock drawer around. Josh Hawley, I took a look at J6 because J6, as we know, is back in the news big time.
I mean, the whole country has looked at this. They know the facts. They know that the Democrats tried to turn this into their issue that they thought they could win on forever by, frankly, lying to the country about what happened that day, by prosecuting people who were there peacefully, who did nothing wrong. I mean, really, it's an outrage what they have tried to do. And the country knows it, which is why when they said all this about Trump and they tried to kick him off the ballot and they called him an insurrectionist, the courts threw that out. And the country looked at that and they said, yeah, we don't agree with that. They just reelected the guy. They've rendered their judgment on this.
Yeah, they rendered their judgment and they reelected him by a substantial margin. Alexandria Pelosi, who is the youngest of the three daughters of Nancy Pelosi, she's a documentary guy, a gal rather. It's not just Josh Hawley. This is, again, Nancy Pelosi's daughter, who's done the documentary on her mom, follow around. That's this one. She says, look, be honest, these are conversations she had right before the election. Once the Democrats lose, nobody's going to care about J6.
People may lose interest.
Yeah.
The first trials are going to get a lot of attention.
Yes.
It's like anniversaries. The first one is a big deal. They made a really big deal. January 6th, no one's going to care after the Democrats out of power.
All right, now, this following quote, this is the big one. And again, she was there. You talked to her mom extensively about J6, about Nancy Pelosi's responsibility that she did not meet. So she's been on the inside of this. Listen to particularly the very first part of this soundbite.
If there was an insurrection, you're supposed to be in line, marching. You're in the military, you know
right.
this.
No, that's
you're supposed to have a plan. You're going to be able to laugh about this one day. I don't know what the Proud Boys is, but I know Gavin McGinnis. It was so comical to me when I first started hearing about, like, Proud Boys are supremacists. I was like, what? This guy, I mean, the idea that he's now being elevated to being this it totally makes me laugh.
Alexandria Pelosi, it was not an insurrection.
Yeah. The truth wills out.
Yep.
We'll see what happens. Rescue Natural Supplements wants to help you with your New Year's health resolution. The best way to do that is sign on to res-q.life. Take the health survey. It takes about 5 minutes. I took the survey. I have my health goals for 2025. I'm sure you have yours. And it will help you identify those goals, how to get where you want to go, and how to maintain that once you're there. And to do that, you might need a few Rescue Natural supplements along the way. These are nutraceuticals, all natural, no side effects, and again, the most pure, powerful, and potent supplements on the market today. So it doesn't take long. RES-Q.life. Fill out the survey and see what supplements are recommended for you, and then you can choose to order at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.